Americans from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In its 43rd day, the government shutdown may soon end. Today, the House could take a vote on a bill to reopen the government, sending the measure to President Trump for his signature. They did their duty. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they deserve a reward.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had, they should get a bonus. Now, I don't know how many they're going to be. We have to do that analysis. But I'm aligned with the president. We are going to pay them a bonus. It'll be $10,000. Depending on how many we have, they should come to the White House, and he should present them with their checks.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights across the country since the FAA ordered flight reductions late last week. The pace of airline ticket sales for Thanksgiving travel has slowed as would-be flyers reconsider their plans. Overruling lower courts, the Supreme Court has extended an order blocking full SNAP food aid payments. Lower courts had ordered the Trump administration to pay 100% of the benefits, even though Congress has yet to allocate the funds to do so. So the Supreme Court has, in effect, decided to allow the legislative process to run its course. It's been a frigid winter so far, even though winter has yet to officially arrive.
We actually had quite a few records that were actually broken in terms of for cold temperatures. They're like record low temperatures for the daily. And there, a lot of them are situated across the southeast, especially Florida, the central Gulf Coast, and then into portions of the lake from basically Mississippi eastward. There were a fair amount of areas that broke some records.
Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 67 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 159 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans everywhere are on edge. The government shutdown has dragged on, and every day that passes, the markets grow more uncertain. When anxiety grips Wall Street, the first thing that takes the hit is your retirement savings, your IRA, your 401k. Everything you've worked for can suffer a loss of value virtually overnight. And now, with the Fed preparing another rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. That's why so many Americans are calling Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to roll over a portion of their retirement funds into physical gold and silver. When paper assets crumble under government dysfunction and global tension, precious metals stand firm. Don't wait for the next market shock to erase what you've saved. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD. Get your free gold kit now. It'll show you exactly how to secure your IRA or 401k with tangible assets. Call 800-741-4653 now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a good start at both the Harbor Tunnels. The lanes are open. 95 south, all four lanes clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 looks good. Beltway locally, no problems. The early ride towards Annapolis and to and from Annapolis right now. I-97 at Route 32. No delays. We're clear from the Bay Bridge towards 50 at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. Beautiful sunrise right now at the beach at Ocean City. Flat calm out in the ocean. Very nice right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 35 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A funeral will be held today for Baltimore Deputy Mayor and former Acting Police Commissioner Anthony Barksdale, who died Thursday at the age of 53. The service will take place at New Shiloh Baptist Church on North Monroe Street in Baltimore at 10 a.m. He will be laid to rest at Arbutus Memorial Park. Flowers are welcome and donations in Barksdale's memory may be made to the American Heart Association. A man has died after a Tuesday afternoon shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 2900 block of Rueckert Avenue at around 1:30 p.m. where they found the 20-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to the upper body. The victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition and he died a short time later. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 544, the pick four, 800-400-0928. 605 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Week 11 of the NFL season begins today in Owings Mills as the Ravens gather to prepare for the Browns, one of the worst offensive teams in the NFL. Cleveland, with rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel now, has scored the fourth fewest points in the league. Meanwhile, the Ravens' defense is on the upswing on an even keel, according to head coach John Harbaugh.
The biggest thing I've seen probably from Zach and all the coaches and the players has been just steadiness. You know, I haven't seen a lot of changes. I've seen steady commitment and consistency of approach.
Ravens defense allowed over 35 points per game in their first five games this year, only 14 and a half in their last four. Caps were on the ice last night in Carolina in desperate need of a win and on the power play early in the third.
Turn and fire. Rebound. Score! There it is. Number 100 for Jacob Chychrun. Lead by two.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Chychrun's goal gave him insurance, and Ovi's empty netter closed it out. 4-1 was the final. The Caps skate by the Hurricanes, a huge road win last night. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Raven steps away from football, and an NBA GM gets his comeuppance. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday hump day, November 12, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up on the program, we started this hour, Maryland prosecutors warning about more juvenile justice reform. It's not a good idea. The shutdown will end today as the shutdown bill has already advanced in the House out of committee. We'll tell you what we have learned. But our top story here today, Maryland Democrats still a no vote to reopen the government. That's every single Democrat in the House and every single Democrat in the United States Senate. Maryland Congressman Johnny Zero said yesterday that if the current plan in the U.S. Senate to end the government shutdown is voted on the House, he will oppose it. Quote, the deal is a non-starter for this Democrat in the House of Representatives. So you federal workers, again, Johnny Zero doesn't give a damn. Kwasi Mfume represents most of the city, opposes the shutdown deal as well. Quote, in a statement, any agreement to go forward without addressing skyrocketing health care premiums and the high cost of groceries and home electricity is no deal at all. Well, the Democrats are responsible for those skyrocketing health care premiums. The cost of groceries overall coming down. Home electricity, thanks to the Democrat Climate Control Act of 2022 here in Maryland, you can blame yourselves for that one. Then there's Glenn Ivey, who was on with one of the CNN types over the yesterday and had this to say.
But I'm a definite no on this bill. I think it was the wrong way to go. It's essentially the same vehicle they passed back in March, and they haven't improved it in any way. In fact, it's gotten worse because in the interim, they passed the big ugly bill, and that was the $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid, among other terrible things for the American people.
You wonder how, I'm not going to question Mr. Ivey's intelligence. He is obviously went to law school and passed the bar and so on and so forth. But so this is just being disingenuous. This is being deceitful, and this is trying to hoodwink and bamboozle his constituents. The initial CR, the clean CR that the House passed, went over to the Senate, and the Democrats fought was a Biden-era spending bill. Okay, it was they were Democrat priorities, Biden spending. It was not a Republican bill. What he is talking about is the One Big Beautiful Bill, which is a separate component and has nothing to do with this shutdown. The Democrats tried to claw back some of that, what's happened in the One Big Beautiful Bill, because after all, President Trump was not going to put health care, tax dollars for health care for illegal aliens. And the Democrats try to claw that back. They try to push back funding in for PBS and NPR and everything that did get removed in the One Big Beautiful Bill. They tried to attach to the clean CR. That was the problem. And so the Democrats, again, whining and complaining after trying to sabotage, I think this is all about, and I agree with Stephen Miller, trying to sabotage the Trump economy and do as much as they can make this economy, because after all, he rescued the economy not once or twice. You know he's going to do it again. And so they have to do something, desperate as they are.
It's the next COVID.
Yep. Try to do something to, obviously put a monkey wrench into the whole work. So we have that latest from every single Democrat, every single member of the House. That's April Delaney and Sarah Elfrith and Johnny Zero et al. And, of course, Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks. Every single Maryland Democrat voted against you federal workers. Every single one. And under the auspices, the skyrocketing health care premiums, they were put in by the Democrats in the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare, which now we've learned, I think is one of the great things we've learned. I said back when it passed, it was designed to fail. Why? It was designed to fail to get us to beg for some kind of socialized medicine. Because it was going to blow up in everybody's face. Insurance companies got richer, people got poor, and their health care, maybe some pre-existing conditions were covered. But at the end of the day, these premiums that were tacked on during COVID, where you can make up to $600,000 and still get a subsidy to pay for your health care, this is how you bankrupt the whole system. This is how you make it collapse. That's the reason why they wanted to try to save it, because they don't want the people, they don't want the American people to know just how evil and dastardly and ineffective Obamacare actually is. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a broken down vehicle, at least that's what it appears, northbound 95 heading up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right after the ramp at 395, and it looks like they're blocking the center and the right lane. So this may be a wreck. Not sure. Reported initially as a broken down vehicle. So two lanes are getting by to the left as you're coming north from Russell Street. If you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, you're heading towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Once you get to 395, just make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Southbound is kind of looking at it just a bit. And even just beyond that, there's a tractor-trailer stop in the right shoulder area, so this might be a wreck, so we'll keep an eye on that. City police about 10 minutes to 6 had a wreck at Liberty Heights Avenue at Callaway Avenue, was reported as minor, and there again, that's up on the northwest side. Beltway looks good, JFX, very nice right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. Wind, again, gusting up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Temps in the mid-50s. Mostly clear overnight. Upper 30s for the low tomorrow. Sunny and milder. High about 56. So yesterday was just cold. Flat out felt like a day in January or February. Today it's right now clear of 35 in Columbia, 39 in Annapolis. Members of the House are having a difficult time returning to Washington to vote today to end the government shutdown because of air travel disruptions.
Which is their fault.
Caused by the shutdown itself. Yeah. Especially the Democrats.
I saw one guy said he was riding back from Wisconsin on a motorcycle.
Yeah. They were driving back to Washington. And after that experience, I'll now have to probably vote for an infrastructure bill. Who knows?
By the way, it was 31 when I left my house here this morning.
Oh, you know, let's all feel really bad for, you know, Mr. Short Shorts.
I got shorts on you.
Yeah.
Are you wearing hot short shorts?
Are you wearing hot pants today because it's so cold? You're just this.
Hot pants, yes.
Hot pants.
Jump back, kiss myself.
Yeah. Well, they start off cool there. Corduroy shorts.
Corduroy shorts. That way you know that I'm arriving. You're dead.
That's right. He set himself on fire. Elsewhere, a new species of bee has been discovered in Australia. It's called Lucifer. Due to the horns protruding from the bee's head. Well, that's great. We had killer bees, and we had murder hornets.
Yeah, we have
bees. Devil bees that sting like hell. Of course, where they sting is also very interesting. Kim Kardashian is blaming her team of psychics after she failed the California bar exam. She says her psychics assured her that she'd pass, but she did not. I'm beginning to think that Kanye West was not the crazy one in this relationship.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
For real.
It's just crazy indeed.
Maybe she needs to call Miss Cleo. Get a free reading.
Miss Cleo.
Remember her?
Who was the
only now for a free reading?
The Psychic Network or whatever.
Psychic Friends Network.
Psychic Friends Network. That's what it was.
That's it.
Yeah. On the heels of a rigged pitcher scandal, Major League Baseball will no longer allow micro bets. Dodgers fans were upset because they thought they said Mookie Betts, but that wasn't that wasn't the case.
He's kind of a micro bet.
Here's too much information. In an appearance on ESPN's Manning Cast on Monday, basketball legend Charles Barkley claimed he burned all of his underwear 30 years ago, and he's gone commando ever since. Goody. Yes.
Wow.
Right. Well, they always said he was a great ball handler. Today is National Happy Hour Day, Chuck. Chuck's already engaged in Happy Hour.
I would like to participate at this point.
Absolutely. So we, the I-team has learned that Chuck has a rather unusual alarm clock in his home. It's tough. You got to get up. You know, when the alarm clock goes off, you can't hit the snooze bar.
I hate it, but you got
to
do it.
You got to do it. And thanks to DeWitt, we now have gotten some audio of this. Yes, the rubber chickens playing different notes of the Simon and Garfunkel, The Sounds of Silence. That would get me up every morning if I had to wake up to that, that's for sure.
Oh, I'd be out the door, like, sprinting.
I would be aiming something at it and shooting it.
You'd be out the door. Hopefully you'd be in one uniform there. You got, what do you got, different shoes on today? You've got different socks.
Oh, I'm a mess.
Do you get dressed in the dark?
I literally do because I have a Doberman Pinscher that barks if you chew gum too loud. He eats through the windows. It's insane. I don't want to wake up the rest of the house. I tiptoed, thought I was grabbing the right stuff, and I didn't. This is terrible.
Well, at least you remember to put your clothes on. So that's a head start.
Yeah. Well, it's cold out.
It is cold. It was cold yesterday.
It's put them on backwards. If you're a man, you got trouble.
That is true.
Because later on, you're going to have to go do something you can't do.
Try opening that zipper from the inside out. That's not a good look. All right,
that's
Chuck.
That's smart.
See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 619 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So the Maryland's beloved Democrats, who so promised on everything for the federal workers. And again, we have over 250,000 federal workers, unfortunately, of course, due to some cuts, 15,000 of them got laid off, whatever the case may be. But they keep telling you that people like Steny Hoyer. Steny Hoyer exists today solely because of federal employees. And Maryland's economy is, you know, a lot of it has to do with federal employees. And there are a lot of good ones. There's also a lot of, you know, unnecessary ones. But again, the Democrats always tell you that they're your friend. They'll always have your back. They did not. They abandoned you in this shutdown. Why? Because they wanted to keep the Unaffordable Care Act in place. They didn't want the American people to know the truth. And we're going to get to the truth here a little bit later on just how many people that we're paying for in Obamacare that don't need healthcare. It's in the millions, and Dr. Oz revealed that yesterday. All right, at 620, you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:21, 21 minutes after the hour, and coming up this morning in our 8 o'clock hour, Ed Hale Sr. going to be joining us in studio for 1 hour. We have some questions for him. I know you've sent some questions in for him as well, so Ed's going to join us to talk about his gubernatorial campaign. He's running as a Republican and what his ideas are for plans for Maryland and how he is hoping to defeat Wes Moore in his reelection bid for next year. Speaking of Wes Moore, we'll get to him in just a second, but there are a lot of folks weighing in on this shutdown as far as, and this is the, you know, the big thing is that Obamacare, designed by the Democrats without a single Republican vote behind closed doors back in 2010, remember Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Emeritus, who's checking out. It was Christine, her daughter, who's announcing she's running for state senator in California. We have to pass the bill to find out what's actually in it. And that's always the last most, I guess, egregious offense of any member of Congress, to not tell their constituents what's in the bill before they vote for it. Or they should actually have read the bill before they voted for it. They did in this particular case. So this was written by the insurance companies to benefit the insurance companies and not the American people. And now we're finding out 60% increase in premiums. And now, of course, Democrats want to cover that up. That's the reason why they want those tax credits extended, President Trump. And the Republicans said no. They'll get a vote on it maybe in December. There's no guarantee that's going to pass in the House. But the House will reopen today, and President Trump will sign the bill to reopen government. And then we just got to take a couple days to get back to some kind of semblance of normalcy. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. And again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, looks like a broken down vehicle. I see a little better now. Looks like a tractor trailer in the right center lane, northbound 95 as you're passing 395 and eventually up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So if you're coming north from Washington Boulevard, you're coming up from the Beltway on the southwest side. When you get to Camden Yards, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. There's a backup there. It's gone for about half a mile right now, with the traffic still affected in the two right-hand lanes. Southbound, kind of looking at it just a bit, so you might get a slowdown there as you're coming out of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Capitol Beltway on the way around to the American Legion Bridge. There's a report of a broken-down vehicle also there and occupying the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunshine today, gusty winds 30 to 35 miles an hour, temps in the mid-50s, mostly clear overnight, upper 30s for your low, and warming up again tomorrow. Right now it's clear 35 in Ellicott City, and it is 35 in Reisterstown. So we read you earlier in the week the Washington Compost editorial about Wes Moore, and the headline said the again that Wes Moore, let's get the exact headline here. Wes Moore embarrasses Maryland with his gerrymandering ploy. Okay, and yeah, it is an embarrassment because of them claiming that they won fair maps when it's already totally unfair at 7-1, and they wanted 8-0. They want to, you know, get rid of Andy Harris altogether. And again, as I said repeatedly, it went 4-4, 6-2, 7-1, now 8-0. That's not fair. I don't think it's constitutional. I don't think we should have any map drawn based on race, based on identity politics. It all should be based on population. So in response to MSDNC or whatever they're calling it, what's their name now? MS Now or something? Microsoft Now? I think they've rebranded it or something. A bunch of fake actors and a fake ad for a fake news network. That's
exactly
pretty much what that says it all.
Top to bottom.
His response to Washington Post, according to MS Now, five letters, IDGAF. Which means I don't give a fudge. We cleaned that up, folks. Nice mouth, Wes.
That's
great leadership skills. What a vocabulary on your part. He says, I'm not going to let Donald Trump decide what our democracy looks like. We're going to let the people of Maryland decide what our democracy looks like. Well,
right,
once again, okay, we have a constitutional republic. And either you were never taught that, or you just are ignorant about the form of government that we have in the United States, or you continue to push this argument that mob rule should be the standard bearer. And that's you know, what many of these mom Donnie commies want all over you know, the country. So we have more from Wes on the fake news networks, The Source. He said last week's election results are showing that people are not buying what President Trump is selling.
The president thinks we're stupid. The president is telling us to believe our lying eyes. I mean, Caitlin, think about it. I mean, this past weekend, I went shopping with my daughter, and we bought fruit. We bought bread. She wanted some whipped cream. I bought some coffee, some basic items, and it was over $100. That is not a con job. That is the fact that we are watching grocery prices continue to explode. It's the fact that people are watching their energy prices have jumped over 20% since the President of the United States went back into that office. It's the fact that we're watching everything from the food that we are eating to the clothes that we are wearing to the fact that the average new car price now is over $50,000, that is not a con job. And so the president knows that his policies, his tariff policies that have made things more expensive, that they are not popular. So what does he then do? He just tries to change the conversation and make people focus on something else and make other people to blame for it. But he campaigned on this. He has not gotten it done. And I think the election results that we saw last week are a direct reflection of the fact that the people are not buying what he is selling.
He's right, totally projecting.
The election results have nothing to do with, you know, the, you know, this is all about, these are Democrat strongholds. These are blue cities, blue states. You know, maybe you're a little surprised by the double digit losses by Jack Cittarelli, Winsome Sears. Not so much Winsome Sears. She's a nice woman, a horrible candidate. It happens. And Cittarelli just didn't want Trump campaigning in the state for him. Cittarelli did not run on Trump's national economic populism policies. He just didn't do it. And so that there's a story to be told here. President Trump has rescued the economy not once, but twice. What have you done to the economy, Wes Moore? You're going to ruin Maryland's economy with your largest tax increase in history, with your increase in over 300 fees, with a 3% tech tax. You're driving retirees out of the country. I've looked up this. I have this statistic that I found over the weekend I wanted to share with you. The highest capital gains taxes for state residents, Florida is zero. Pennsylvania is a little over 3%. Delaware, about 6.5%. Virginia, 5.75% capital gains. But in the free state of Maryland, thanks to the super majority progressive Marxists that run this state, along with their puppet governor in Governor Tax Moore, almost 10% capital gains tax. And again, in other news, Maryland's comptroller released a report that people are leaving Maryland to live in other states. So guess what, Governor? The voters and residents of Maryland are not buying what you're selling. Okay, that's it in a nutshell. Now, this idea that he and his daughter went grocery shopping, and they had this list, and he mentioned fruit, bread, eggs, you know, fruit, bread. He said maybe whipped cream, coffee, whatever, basics, $100. Show us the receipt. I'd love to see the grocery receipt where you said for just basics was $100. I challenge you, Governor, show us the receipt, because I think you're manipulating the truth there, and we'll get to some of that coming up a little bit later on. All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and Maggie Hunter's got all the latest.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are looking for the suspects who have stolen vehicles from at least three auto shops. All the thefts happened within a matter of hours overnight Sunday. One incident happened shortly after midnight in the 900 block of Dundalk Avenue, when several people broke into the shop and stole two vehicles. Another two vehicles were stolen from an auto shop in the 4700 block of Beller Road at around 1 a.m., and three vehicles were taken from a shop in the 2200 block of North Monroe Street at around 3 a.m. Police are trying to determine if the same suspects are responsible. The Annapolis Board of Canvassers say the final round of counting from the municipal election will take place today, now that all mail-in and provisional ballots have been received. When the votes are all counted, they'll be certified and the winners officially declared. The board completed the first count of mail-in and drop-box ballots last week, and the unofficial results were added to the in-person totals from Election Day. The Northern Lights were visible in Maryland last night. The colorful display followed NOAA's severe geomagnetic storm alert, noting that at least 21 states could see the aurora borealis. Social media posts from across Maryland showed the greens, reds, and purples that occur when the sun's plasma interacts with the Earth's magnetic field. A geomagnetic storm watch is in effect, and the Northern Lights may again be visible in Maryland tonight. The lights were seen in many parts of the metro area, including Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, and Harford counties. And the Frederick County Sheriff's Office says deputies arrested two Baltimore men as they tried to commit a burglary on Sunday. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A broken down vehicle still there, northbound 95 right after 395 in the city. It's affecting the traffic heading north to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right there at 395, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Whatever's going on here, still blocking the right side. If they have to move this vehicle, going to take a big wrecker to get it out of there. It looks like a tractor trailer on the right side. So there is a delay. It's not a major backup. It's just stay to the center and the left-hand lane. 895 now southbound is beginning to slow right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and from there going into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be rookie v. rookie Sunday in Cleveland, talking about rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel for the Browns, matching wits with rookie safety Malachi Starks for the Ravens. Head coach John Harbaugh says Starks starting to get it on the back line.
I think he's starting to get a sense back there. You know, it's such a processing the game inside the game when you're a player is so much about just feel, you know, and you call it feel, call it what you want, but that all the awareness of being able to calculate all the different crazy things that can happen inside of a play.
Stark starting to look like the part, two interceptions now in his last two games.
As you play defense and take the ball away, so just to be able to do that and then, like, you know, takeaways come in bunches. So.
Elsewhere in the NFL, two-way rookie player Travis Hunter is now out for the year. Surgery yesterday on his right knee, and former NFL star Antonio Brown was returned yesterday to Miami, now facing attempted murder charge stemming from a May shooting, with his lawyer filing a not guilty plea on his behalf. The former All-Pro had been extradited from Dubai. Caps' rocky road continued last night in Carolina against the division-leading Hurricanes in desperate need of a win.
So Ovechkin the other way, headman Strome right on the end. He scores! Dylan Strome!
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Dylan Strome's second period goal proved to be the game winner. And Ovi's empty netter late was the 901st of his career. Caps prevail 4-1 in Carolina after the game. Head coach Spencer Carberry.
First period was excellent. I thought the way that you need to start in this building, as challenging as it is, we needed to get sort of on our front foot and be the aggressor early on and not sitting back.
NBA last night, Dallas GM Nico Harris is no more, fired by the Mavericks because of a poor start and a terrible trade, sending future Hall of Famer Luka Doncic last year to the Lakers. College Park last night, Terps men's basketball beating up on Alcorn State.
Farrell paying a handoff to Diggy Quick. His first start for Maryland. He'll try a step back three. He got it. Oh, give me the hot sauce from Diggy there.
Well, all righty then. Pass it over. Call on Big Ten Plus. Diggy Coit with an early three. And the big guy, Farrell Payne, with 22-7 last night. Maryland pulls away from Steve McNair's alma mater. 84-64 was the final. Local college basketball, a buzzer beater on the east side of town last night. DJ Armstrong, son of 14-year NBA veteran Daryl Armstrong, sinks a three-pointer with 1 second to play, lifting UMBC over the Morgan State Bears. 81-79 was the final. Retrievers will host Wagner Sunday in Catonsville. Elsewhere, Towson over Wilson College, 101-62. Jaden Cole was 17 for the Tigers. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's Browns Week.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you know my disdain for the Browns.
Yes.
It's well documented at this point because they've never done anything and they're so smug. They talk about the Ravens like we're illegitimate.
They did win an NFL championship in, what, 1964?
Prehistoric times, Sean. Prehistoric times.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. So because you know of my disdain, may I just go over some of the numbers?
Sure.
They've been back in the league since 1999. It's 2025, so this is their 26th year. They've been to the playoffs exactly 4 times. They've won 1 playoff game. Double-digit loss seasons, 18, it'll soon be 19, of the 26 years. They've had only 4 winning seasons. And they have the gall to keep Art Modell out of the Hall of Fame, number one. I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about the gall. And then every time they play the Ravens, we're like, they're illegitimate. They're not. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, you go out on the field and you prove, if you've got any chops. And right now, it doesn't look like. Of course, they always play the Ravens tough.
I was about to say, having said that, right, the Ravens fall, man. They beat them last year.
Well, some teams play down to the competition level. Others can rise above it. We'll see. Which Ravens team shows up this weekend?
I just can't stand them.
Were you a fan of Paul Brown?
I don't have a problem with Paul Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean,
the Browns were named after.
Right, I know. Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean, seriously? It's so drab.
You know, I actually like
you
it.
Mean, you wouldn't have been a favor of the Baltimore Modells?
I wouldn't have been a favor of the Baltimore Purples. Put it that way, or the Baltimore Blacks. Yeah, right. I mean, come on. You got to kind of read the room. You know. Right,
very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Today is the day that the Schumer shutdown. It's day 43. Will officially come to an end. A bill to reopen the government did advance out of the House committee 8-4 late last night, and now of course the full House will vote on it. Hopefully everybody gets there because the margins are so slim. If they don't, they'll have to wait another day. But it's scheduled for today, and hopefully the president will sign it. And some of the things that we learned about this, well, how unaffordable Obamacare really is. That the Democrats only really care about one thing. They don't care about federal workers. They really didn't care about the food stamp issue because they would have voted to reopen again a long time ago. If starving children and starving people was really a priority, they wouldn't have let them starve for however many days. What was it? 2 weeks almost. Wouldn't have done it. They care about power. That's the only thing they care about, is gaining power, attaining power, and keeping power. That's what drives today's Democrat Party. Here's Stephen Miller.
Massive flight delays for the American people, huge impacts on public safety, federal workers going without pay, people who are living paycheck to paycheck not being able to make ends meet. This was a Democrat sabotage of the Trump economy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And again, it will have an impact probably on the next GDP number that comes out, because you don't shut down the government with money pouring into private sector and so on and so forth for a full 43 days without having some kind of economic impact. And Miller says this was again the Democrats being their cruelest version of themselves.
It was cruel. It was capricious. It was dangerous. It was radical. It was extreme. The Democrats shut down the government in a failed attempt to extort $1.5 trillion for their pet projects.
Yeah, that would be health care for illegal aliens, PBS, National Public Radio, and much, much more. These tax subsidies, which were poured on during COVID, just incredible numbers. Now, Dr. Mehmet Oz, of course, the head of the CMS, Centers for Medicaid, Medicare Services, saying that you won't believe how many people that we're paying for that don't actually need the Unaffordable Care Act.
Which means they're phantoms. They don't know they have the insurance. They don't want the insurance. They didn't need the insurance. They're already enrolled in some other policy. So we as taxpayers are paying for 4.4 million people to have full benefits for no good reason.
4 million people get full benefits that don't need it. And again, that came out during DOGE. So that's just, you talk about, where's that money going? It's going to the insurance companies. It's going to their bottom line. It's not going to you. President Trump wants that money to go to you, to your FSA or your HSA account. He's not going to give you cash, but that money would be given directly to the people so that you could use it to shop for your insurance. And hopefully one of these days they'll obliterate these stupid state lines where you can't, you can only have like 5 plans to choose from in the state of Maryland. You should have every plan out there in the United States should be eligible to shop just like you do anything else. Car insurance, life insurance. Everything else. Why is healthcare insurance exempt? Because insurance companies got a big, huge lobby. Brandon Gill says Democrats are doing nothing but whining and complaining.
Democrats utterly apoplectic that we are reopening the government, that we're getting air traffic controllers paid, that we're getting TSA agents paid, that we're getting the government working back for the American people as it should be.
As it should be. And again, yep. But, you know, it's going to take a while to get the airport squared away. Hopefully it'll all be normal by Thanksgiving Day, because that's, thank or at least God. That week. But it's to the air traffic controllers who stayed on the job and weren't getting paid, I salute you. Same for the TSA agents. Anybody else that, again, they'll get repaid. They'll get their paychecks now. They'll get caught up to date. But, again, that's not easy to do when you're out there trying to put food on the table.
Mm-mm.
6:43, traffic weather on the threes. We apologize for the phrase food on the table. It causes Chuck to excessively salivate on some occasions.
All over the place.
Here he is once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
Then I had to wear a dribble cup.
Oh, dear.
I get that spit all over my shirt.
You got spit on your chin.
You may have to sit in a bowl to do that.
Ow!
Excuse me? I sat in a bowl one time and the lid hit me in the back of the neck. It was not good.
That's right, and your legs fell asleep.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Mr. Casey. The good news is northbound 95 the broken down vehicle after the ramp there at Key Highway, Hanover Street. All of that is gone now. They moved it and they got him started and off he went, and all that backup is gone. Going north now into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Brief delay, 95 South, top of the hill, Keith Avenue, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. And 895 now, the brake lights are beginning right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and backing up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Nothing major yet on the Parkville side, but that's filling in at Hartford Road. The inner loop at Greenspring is good. The west side now starting to get right to the normal delay. Liberty Road through I-70 and then very heavy traffic getting better down the hill after the ramp at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday, mostly sunny today, wind gusting up to 30, 35 miles per hour. What's with this wind all of a sudden? It's everywhere. Temperatures today, 55, clear overnight, temps in the upper 30s. And right now, a chilly start to the day. We're looking at, right now, it is 36 in downtown Baltimore, 35 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chark Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
And that's nothing but pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
Love it.
Jackie Gleason the best.
Red Lobster celebrating the holiday season. Three new Seafoid Boil flavors. Joining in the existing Mariners and Sailors Boils. You now have the...
I don't like the sound of it.
I know.
Neither do I. It's scaring me a little bit.
$20 for shrimp and sausage jambalaya and shrimp scampi linguine. As well as three festive limited time cocktails as well. So you got here are the new seafood boil flavors. Lemon pepper butter, a bright zesty kick, Old Bay and butter.
Oh.
I like that.
That would be hard.
And the Red Lobster signature butter. It's a bold blend of all the flavors in one. So there you have it.
The only thing to do with a sailor's boil.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No.
All right.
Call it something else.
And by the way.
Simmer or something, but not a boil.
We just heard from Governor Moore saying that he and his daughter went shopping and that the basic items cost them over $100. I don't know where he shops.
Yeah, where do you get coffee?
Maybe he's at Whole Foods or something, or maybe he's at some boutique grocery store. But here, I've looked it up. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Grocery inflation has remained unchanged. Energy prices are cheaper from 1 year ago by a couple of cents, a gallon of gas. The problem is we don't have enough refineries in the United States. That's the reason why that's dragging a little bit. But the leading cause of grocery bills to go up is beef.
Right.
Yeah, beef has jumped 15% month over month, 18% for the month of September, and that is causing a big people are now segueing or transitioning to chicken, and chicken have really been the benefit of all this. But President Trump is saying it's the foreign meat packing cartels that are driving up the cost of beef, and the Department of Justice is now investigating major meatpacking companies alleging price fixing and market manipulation by foreign-owned conglomerates. So we'll see what happens there.
Because there's a lot at stake.
Ah!
Where's my bell when I need it? Ding, 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 ding.
Where is the bell? You should
just nod your head. It's fine. Same noise.
You're coming back for the next roast?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure, when is it?
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can do it again next year.
Week?
Yeah. Part 2. 2.0. Fast food chain Chick-fil-A is rolling out a new test menu item, and Baltimoreans will be among the first with a chance to try it. Starting December 1st, select Chick-fil-A locations in Baltimore will offer two versions of a chicken and waffles sandwich. One on the breakfast menu, and then a slightly larger version for lunch and dinner. Right now, it was being tested in San Antonio. It tested well. And now we get a chance here in Baltimore to try the new Chick-fil-A chicken and waffles breakfast and lunch and dinner sandwiches.
Maple syrup and all that stuff?
Yeah, you can put whatever you want on it. Oh. You know? Some people put ketchup on it, I would imagine. Yeah.
I like that.
Never had chicken and waffles together. It sounds really
good. It is good. You don't think it would be a good combination, but it is. It something works about it. You know, the mashup there. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? This is coming from a prehistoric guy because I was born before 1964.
That's right.
I'm sorry I had to put that in there.
Thank you.
Because I've never felt prehistoric before. So I'm getting ready for retirement, and me and the missus are setting ourselves up for, you know, she's going to retire in March of next year, probably a little longer, maybe a year longer than that. But we've been sitting down doing the math, to leave this state and to go to any of the other states around us, even Pennsylvania with their taxes on the schools, I can save myself $8,000 a year.
Wow.
At the minimum.
And that's in Pennsylvania, or what about the other states around you? Same?
Well, Delaware's probably would be the best right now for us. But all in all, it's the minimum of $8,000 in taxes and fees. You know, you got to remember he's getting ready to increase the car fees again, too. He just did it, and he's going to double down on it next year, so they say.
Yeah.
So just doing the math, a minimum of $8,000. Now, to a retiree that's on a fixed income, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And, again, you'd love to be able to say, like right now, it's like, I'm not retiring anytime soon, but, you know, my family's here, my children, my grandchildren, and, you know, I just don't, I'm going to try to find a way, if I can, hopefully we get a change in the governor's mansion. That might be the first step. And that's why I'm going to stay here and fight as long as I can. But you're right. There are some people. I mean, why would you throw money away just to stay in the state?
Well, he eliminated what Larry was trying to do to try to keep the retirees here. Not that Larry did a lot, but he was trying to do something with the legislature to keep the retirees here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, he threw us a bone, but again, we need massive financial legislative reform in this state to make it this, you know, again, what they do, what he did do was to try to help out the military as well, but again, every single person that lives in this state that wants to retire here should get some kind of relief, because it's outrageous. All right, Mike, no, thanks really so much. Can't. Appreciate the call.
We'd like to go to Florida, but, you know, the kids are here, so.
Yeah, no, again, you want to stay within driving distance. That's I get it. Yeah. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Mike. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to KC and Company.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteo.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:52, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be taking a look at the International Olympic Committee is talking about banning trans individuals from women's events, and based on, here's a refreshing change, science. Governor Moore leaving seniors behind here in the state of Maryland, and we'll talk about the latest in Towson Town Center. Teen charged as an adult has a pretty significant juvenile record. Isn't it time that we wipe out the ability to hide these records from the public? 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All is well at the Bay Bridge. Looking at you live here as you're coming onto the main span westbound. All three lanes are open. Traffic eastbound, you're clear. Fighting the bright sunshine right now heading over towards Kent Island, and then everybody else right in that area from Whitehall Road over to Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Not much of a backup yet. That will change in about 45 minutes or so. I-97 southbound at Route 32. The Beltway begins to fill in now on the Parkville side through Greenspring and down the west side, and now both the tunnels picking up a brief delay on 95 south at the top of the hill near Keith Avenue at 895 was already a little bit slow approaching the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, mostly sunny, wind gusting up to 30 to 35 miles an hour, temperatures about 55, and mostly clear overnight in the upper 30s, a little warmer tomorrow in the sunny and milder and not as windy, and again, highs about 56. Right now, we're 35 in clear in Forest Hill, 36 in Middle River. And just a day after Maryland's top prosecutors, I think about a dozen or so, gathered to speak out against this new proposed state commission juvenile justice reform idea that juveniles who commit violent acts should not be automatically charged as adults. You know, there's so many problems with that. Number one, accountability and consequences. Now, they say that the prosecutors can come in and then decide later after reviewing the evidence to charge them as adults. But I think the default position works, always has, and should. Of course, this state commission, which is bending over backwards, like most of the legislature, to keep persons of color out of prison. Even though they may have committed heinous, horrific crimes, there's an effort to let them roam free at large among our communities, in which they go back and they victimize their own communities time and time again. And yesterday, the opposition grew even louder as state's attorneys like Allison Healy and John McCarthy of Montgomery County, Allison is in Harford County, reacted to this the state commission report.
I mean, I think the consequences is we're going to have violent offenders back on our streets.
It's going to destabilize our communities.
Yeah. And we have, just in the last day, we have a 17-year-old being sought in the shooting of downtown Baltimore. We have a 15-year-old charged with attempted murder at Towson Town Center. And he is now being charged as an adult because that's a violent crime. And so in that particular case, they would want him not to be charged as an adult, according to this commission. And they would leave it up to Scott Schellenberger, whoever, to figure out if they were going to charge him as an adult or not. And the other problem besides the accountability issue in all of this is that we're going to put all these juvenile thugs. You're going to release them back into the community. You're going to release them back in their parents don't care. If your child is at Towson Town Center at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, you don't care. You don't care unless they've got a chaperone. Now, if you go with them or if there's an adult there, okay, I get that. That's people have they want to go at the arcade. They want to go get some food or they want to go shop for whatever the case may be. That's fine. But if you let a group of individuals in unchaperoned, and we'll talk about Towson Town a little bit later on, then where are you going to put these individuals when you release them back into the communities?
Right now we have DJS that doesn't have the capability or enough bed space to hold the juveniles that are there now in the system.
Why would we give them an influx of even more kids? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no space. There's no space in the DJS, and then so they get released, and then we get it put on ankle monitors, and then there's the two kinds of ankle monitors. There's the GPS that tracks you from the where you go while you're outside the house, and then there's the other kind of ankle monitor that just knows that you've breached and you're out there somewhere. Why we would have any one of those, I don't know. We should have every single juvenile that is on an ankle monitor. It should be a GPS monitor. And that's in the interest of protecting the public. But even then, that does not prevent crime. It only gets maybe police to react to it a little bit faster. I don't know. But the prosecutors are totally opposed to this because, you know, the fact of the matter is they're not holding them now. What's going to change in the future?
They're not holding them. I mean, we're repeatedly seeing offenders, you know, carjackings just being sent right back out on the street.
How about Jalen Prince? That name ring a bell in Harford County? and so many others, we find out that these, and look, I believe we'll get to this a little bit later on in the program, but I think it's time that we stop this coddling and protecting of juvenile thugs. I think we need to name and shame. They should be named. The parents shall be named. Their records should be available for all the public to see, so we know exactly who they are and the threat that they pose. Tim Kyle Electric, tried to warn you that the cold weather was coming, and if you didn't do anything about it and you tried to turn your heat on the other night, and it went, no thanks. Then you got a problem. And, but they're there. They're problem solvers, and they do great electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, and they've branched out now to HVAC. So get that heat pump service. Make sure your air filters are changed, that all your switches are operating properly, that, whatever the case, if it's a forced air, furnace system, you want to make sure, it doesn't matter. What do you have? Gas, oil, electric? And make sure that your heating system is working, working, and B, working efficiently, so you can open up that electric bill. You don't get sticker shock, because their rates are high right now. They're going up. They went up in this month. They're going up again next spring. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. They've helped me out on repeated occasions in my home, and they'll help you out as well. Or you can check them out at timkylecompany.com. Don't forget, Ed Hale Sr. joins us in studio 8 o'clock this morning. Coming up next, the International Olympic Committee says they're going to ban trans men from women's events. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After the Senate signed off on a bill to reopen the federal government, now it's up to the House, and a vote there is expected today. Once it clears the House, the end of the shutdown measure will go to President Trump. And even as it nears its end, the shutdown continues, taking a heavy toll on air traffic controllers.
After a weekend that saw thousands of flights canceled, airlines canceled another 1,700 flights by early Monday afternoon and nearly 1,000 for Tuesday. The Senate took a first step towards ending the shutdown Sunday, but final passage could still be several days away. Tuesday will be the second missed payday for air traffic controllers and other employees of the Federal Aviation Administration. It's unclear how quickly they might be paid once the shutdown ends.
Correspondent Marissa Duhaney, Transportation Secretary Duffy, says he supports the idea of a nice bonus for controllers who have been showing up for work throughout the shutdown. Turns out it was a father and daughter. They were on a hurricane relief mission who died in Monday's small plane crash in South Florida.
The Christian missionary group Ignite the Fire has identified their founder, 53-year-old Alexander Worm, and his 22-year-old daughter Serena as the people who died in a small plane crash near Fort Lauderdale on Monday. Their 1976 Beechcraft King Air plane was carrying humanitarian aid bound for hurricane victims in Jamaica when it narrowly missed some homes and crashed into a pond in Coral Springs. Deputy Chief Mike Moser is with the Coral Springs Parkland Fire Department.
We received several 911 calls of a plane that had crashed in the waterway in the lake behind these homes here. Our fire rescue and police department responded.
Audio courtesy WSVN. I'm Jennifer King.
The FBI-led Joint Terrorism Task Force will investigate what Attorney General Bondi calls violent riots at a Turning Point USA event on Monday at UC Berkeley. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher, Dow futures up 62 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 113. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The national debt is soaring and the dollar is weakening. Rising deficits and market instability are creating a perfect storm of economic uncertainty. In unpredictable times, more people are turning to physical gold and silver, real tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries as a way to safeguard their savings and retirement. And now with the Fed preparing another rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. At Advantage Gold, we help you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll receive a free gold guide packed with real-world strategies to help protect your investments. Call 800-741-GOLD or visit AdvantageGold.com. Call 800-741-4653. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on 95 now towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel has stretched all the way back towards Moravia Road. So now from there, going past O'Donnell Street and eventually into the tunnel at 95 South. 15 to 20 minutes and growing with that backup. Southbound 895 is now slowing around the Erdman Avenue ramp, and also about 15 minutes there for the traffic going south. So very heavy traffic back in business today after the federal holiday yesterday. There's a new minor wreck at Arundel County, 648 at Marley Neck Boulevard. And if you're on Green Spring Avenue coming south of the Beltway after Old Court Road, there's a minor accident there, and Baltimore County is checking on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 36 degrees in Parkville and 36 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A gas leak is now secured. Yesterday afternoon, the Baltimore County Fire Department and BGE responded to Main Street in Reisterstown around 4 p.m. The leak was secured around 5:40 p.m. The smell of gas and some delays in traffic are expected as crews conduct final monitoring today. State police say the reward for information in a deadly road rage shooting is now $30,000. Charles Marks IV of Pasadena was struck by a bullet that came through an open window on January 30th, 2022, as he drove a van northbound along 95 in Elkridge. The shooting happened at around 3:40 p.m. in the area of Route 100. Police say there were no other bullet holes in the van and there's no description of a suspect. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is holding its fall meeting in Baltimore this week. Archbishop Paul Coakley of Oklahoma City has been elected as conference president, and Bishop Daniel Flores of Brownsville, Texas, is serving as conference vice president. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 544. The pick four, 0928. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens gather themselves in Owings Mills this morning as prep begins for the Browns. Baltimore, an 8.5-point favorite. Despite a history of having trouble against Cleveland, the teams have split the series in each of the last three seasons, including last year's debacle.
Winston going for it all.
Yeah, you remember that one. Call was on CBS. The TD coming just a play or two after Kyle Hamilton could have sealed the deal with an easy pick, dropped it instead, and the Browns prevailed that day 29-24. Speculation here, but with Brian Daboll now out of the picture in New York, could a reunion be possible between Bill Belichick and the Giants? Grumpy served as the team's defensive coordinator and under Bill Parcells for 11 years. The motivation would be a finger to the NFL, breaking Don Shula's record for coaching victories and or winning a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. Belichick would pay only $1 million to get out of his Carolina contract. Maryland men's basketball was in action last night in College Park.
A lob for Pharrell Payne. He throws it down. Pharrell brings the pain.
call on BTN Plus for El Payne looks legit. The transfer from Texas Tech, 20 points per game in his first three, including 21 last night. Maryland tramples Alcorn State 84-64. They'll be at Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. Coming up in 30 minutes, two MLB managers go back-to-back. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you contact us here on the program. You can email us at the AM680 at WCBM.com. You can text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer rather, is Kristen Hagert. Coming up in this hour, Towson Town Center team charged with attempted murder is now being charged in the Doble. What a juvenile record this individual has. Governor Moore is leaving seniors behind. It's called senior trafficking. It's all about dumping seniors in unlicensed assisted care facilities where they're just left to rot and die. Again, this is the same department that had trouble with foster care children as well. So nothing has been fixed there. Thanks, Governor. Mm-hmm. But our top story here today is that the International Olympic Committee is on the precipice of banning trans athletes from participating in women's events. This would be biological males. They would be banned, and there's some conjecture that it could be by the 26th Winter Olympic Games in Milan Cortina, but I don't know if it'll be in time for that, but clearly it's going to be in time for the 28th Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, because President Trump has signed an executive order. Both the U.S. Olympic Committee and the U.S. Paralympic Committee have already banned trans from participating in women's events here, and that would be that would carry over to Los Angeles. And what changed? Well, I think you have a new president at the IOC. Christy Coventry was a female Olympic swimmer from Zimbabwe, I believe. And she vowed, she ran on that. She ran on the whole premise, the platform of, we're going to keep women in women's events and men in men's events.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And now she's delivered on that promise. But what really, I think, is pushing this whole thing with the Olympic Committee is that there was a presentation by a physician, doctor, I think her name was Lozon. And Dr. Lozon last week has sat before a committee with IOC Medical Health and Science Director Jane Thornton, it was in Lausanne. I'm sorry, it wasn't doctor. It was in Lausanne, Switzerland, and it was basically male athletes have a distinct physical advantage over female athletes even after puberty blockers and hormone treatments and or genital mutilation. They just do. I mean, it's in the DNA, folks. It's in the XY versus the XX, okay? And so, you wouldn't want to put anybody at disadvantage. Previously, basically, if you dropped under a certain threshold for your testosterone, they allowed you to compete. And look, I think any of that can be manipulated, like they do with blood doping. Remember Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France and so on and so forth? So people can cheat, and I think they often do. Just because they won an Olympic, but that means money. You cash in. If you win an Olympic gold, you can cash in big time. And so people do anything to cheat and for money. So I think this is a step in the right direction. I hope that it continues on. We're told that a full vote may not come until this February of 26, which obviously would be too late for the Winter Games, but just in time for the Summer Games. But the point that I wanted to make here is saying is this is the future at the International Olympic Committee, at the U.S. Olympic Committee, at the U.S. Paralympic Committee. Then colleges, high schools, rec leagues, et al. Should follow suit.
Absolutely.
because you don't want to encourage people to be competing in biological males competing with women if there's a dead end for them anyway at international competition levels or even national competition levels. So I think we're beginning to see this woke era of, again, and if you're a biological male and you identify as a female, fine, you take your chances in men's events, if that's what you are, if you're a biological male. And that's the way it should be, the way it should be when it comes to locker rooms, restrooms, and sporting events here in the Maryland and in the state of Maryland, United States overall. We'll love to hear your thoughts on it. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 at 713. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
That construction area northbound 95, Hartford County, is there. We haven't seen it for a while because the camber right there, Route 24, is out. But we know it's there, and we see the data that's indicating a little bit of a backup now on the northbound side. Exit 76 for that section of I-95. Looking at you live here at the JFX, coming south from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. No issues there. It's all the normal stuff on the Beltway. Parkville side is already backed up. The inner loop at Greenspring, the west side now is 795 down through Frederick Road. After that, you're clear towards the ramps at 95. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good coming up from I-97 towards the BW Parkway. A couple of accidents in Anne Arundel County. Ritchie Highway at College Parkway, that's a busy spot, along with 648 at Marley Neck Boulevard. A couple of vehicles were involved there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy today, gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour, and a little milder, temperatures about mid-50s or so. Clear tonight, temps back into the upper 30s, and then it'll be sunny, milder tomorrow, no wind, and highs again around 56. Right now, cloudy, 37 in Glen Burnie, and it is 36 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Thanks. A lot of legalese going on right now because everywhere President Trump turns, it was the legal insurrectionists. You know, again, whether it was Letitia James and Alvin Bragg in New York or the persecutor Jack Smith elsewhere and in D.C., some of the prosecutors there. So now it's, the worm has begun to turn. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Cash Patel provided Congress with new evidence detailing Clinton Foundation corruption. The IRS began investigating the Clinton Foundation in 2019, but abruptly stopped and cut off whistleblowers, according to memos obtained by Just the News. One of the memos stated, as it cut off the two Clinton Foundation whistleblowers, quote, can't talk about the CF, end of quote. And yesterday, Just the News reported that Patel and Bondi have given Congress a new tranche of documents, showing the Democrats in the Clinton Foundation took donor money from foreigners seeking influence. So again, just an investigation, but we've long said that the Clinton Foundation, they completely screwed up Haiti. Remember that? They took all that money and took all that aid money, and Haiti was worse off after the hurricane than they were before. United States Court of Appeals for Second Circuit just delivered a significant victory for President Trump and his team by vacating the decision by U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein, an Obama appointee, and they ordered him to reconsider the motion to remove the case from New York to federal court. That's the hush money case. All right? Remember, that was the one that found President Trump guilty on 34 counts. That was Alvin Bragg and Judge Juan Merchan, who had donated to Democrats, whose wife worked for the Democrat campaigns, etc. And so it's long been thought this case, based on claims of presidential privilege and immunity, should have been moved to a federal court, and now an Obama judge has decided, yeah, it should be there. And that's according to George Washington professor Jonathan Turley, saying this is a significant victory for the Trump team. It looks like those 34 counts could be vacated as a result. A Trump-appointed federal prosecutor in Miami has launched a probe into the grand conspiracy by Democrats led by Barack Obama to destroy President Trump's political ambitions. Jason Redding Quinones U.S. Attorney for Southern District of Florida has subpoenaed at least 30 Obama officials involved in the investigation in the president's 2016 presidential campaign. The Miami probe follows this theory that Obama officials used the hoax investigation in an attempt to jail Trump after the 2016 election, and this is like a soft coup. So far, getting subpoenas, the former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, former FBI agents Peter Strzok, and FBI lawyer Lisa Page, two prosecutors have quit their jobs when they were asked to join in the investigation. And again, this is how you get rid of the deep state. So on every single front so far, things are looking up for the president. And we also heard from Christina Bob, who was just with us last month, the former Trump attorney and whistleblower, and now she works for Judicial Watch. She dropped a bombshell yesterday related to criminal acts that may have been committed against her. They were allegedly paid for by outsiders, possibly associated with Obama and Hillary. Apparently, Bob uncovered a disclosure that Arizona's Attorney General, Chris Mays, her campaign received $200,000 from a group with a different name that happens to share the same address, president, executive director, and leadership team as Mark Elias and the Eisen Group. And money came after the election, implying that Mays may have been paid to prosecute the Trump supporters. Norm Eisen was Obama's ethics czar, and Mark Elias was Hillary's CFO in her failed campaign as president. It looks like their names are all over this. And the question is, what did they know and when did they know it? Now to the J6 pipe bomb, which has been making a lot of news recently. The Blaze was reporting that they knew the identity of, and they did it through software that could match your gait, how you walk, so on and so forth. And they named this Capitol Hill police officer, a female police officer. Now Glenn Beck and the Blaze are walking that report back. Julie Kelly, who I trust implicitly, she's been following this closer than anybody out there, saying it just didn't add up. But here's the deal. There's still a $500,000 reward for information leading to the identification, arrest, and conviction of the J6 pipe bomber. You remember leaving pipe bombs outside the Republican National Committee headquarters and the DNC headquarters. And why the Secret Service that was protecting Kamala Harris did not sweep that area effectively, it seems a little fishy to me. Barry Loudermilk, the chairman of the Select Subcommittee to investigate these remaining questions surrounding J6, including the pipe bomber, is starting to turn the screws on Kamala Harris' Secret Service and finding out what did they know, when did they know it. That pipe bomb has always been very sketchy, and the timeline has not added up. There's all sorts of questions. They had a kitchen timer on the thing for 60 minutes, and yet it was planted the day before, 24 hours back. How do you do that? You know? So there's a lot of unanswered questions, and one of these days, we're going to get to the truth, hopefully. And that's the way it was in the lawfare world of President Donald Trump. Imagine the money he has spent in defending himself over the last 4 or 5 years or so. 297 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
I want to remind you, if you are in the market, it's coming up on Black Friday. Everybody likes the Black Friday sales. But I'll tell you right now, if you're on the market for a new appliance, or if you're upgrading your kitchen, or you just need one appliance, or you need all of them replaced, Town Appliance. You have to go see my good buddies Mayor and or Mayor. They're both named Mayor, and they're both there in that stunning showroom, which I understand they're going to be expanding soon. It's really a treat to go there and see for every budget. You know, you're just, you know, you're on a fixed budget, or whether price is no object, they've got everything, and they have a price match, and their customer service, you can't beat it. It just blows the big box stores away completely. So that's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Hartford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HartfordLifeGroup.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update on Wednesday morning rush hour. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a report of a wreck now on 95, and the first report said near Mountain Road in Harford County. And I've been all over that area looking at the cameras, and I do not see anything at Mountain Road. I'm looking just to the north of it there, and I'm looking also just south of it there. I don't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there, but if you're up around Route 24, maybe between there and Mountain Road. But all the cameras up at Route 24 do not work for right now. So we're going to just tell you that that's the report, southbound 95 coming into that area after the ramps and before the ramps at Route 152 at Mountain Road. Definitely a heads up for that. City Fire now at an active fire call. Annapolis Road, Russell Street in that area, very close to I-95. And again, a couple of accidents. Anne Arundel County, Ritchie Highway, College Parkway, 648 Marley Neck Boulevard. 20-minute delays now southbound at both the Harvard Tunnels and our Beltway with the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today. Gusty winds again 30 to 35 miles per hour, but a little milder in the mid-50s today. And tonight will be clear, up to 30s. And the wind dies down tomorrow. Sunny, mild, and a high of about 56 for tomorrow. Right now it's windy and 43 in Stephensville, 38 in Pasadena. And look, I think the people that are born as a male or a female and then start identifying or feeling or want to be another gender, I think they are have mental problems. And I think it's a form of mental illness. And I think that they should get the counseling that they need and before they make life-altering decisions. I don't think anybody under the age of 18 should ever have any kind of gender mutilation surgery. If you're over 18, you should be forced to go through massive counseling before you even think about having those kinds of surgery. You know, they counsel all other kinds of things. I know when we were going raising a family, there was genetic counseling you had to go through, and you do all sorts of other stuff. Why isn't there counseling for people who want to become a different gender? To me, that's a red belt. It's a red flag. I think the people promoting this are of two kinds. I think one, they're in it for the money. And that would be some doctors and some nurses and some hospitals. And two, I think it's people that are also mentally ill. Okay? So here's case in point. In a stunning revelation of warped thinking behind the transgender agenda, a select board member in Kennebunk, Maine, publicly accusing parents who oppose boys in locker rooms and showers with their young daughters of having pedophilic tendencies. The woman's name is Leslie Trantalang, and she spoke remotely to a school board meeting. She didn't have the courage to show up at the meeting in person. She spoke via, Zoom or whatever, some kind of internet hookup.
I'm going to shift to online. Whenever you're ready, Leslie.
I would just like to express to the board and the superintendent that these people crowding the room these last weeks during public comment with their creepy obsessions are not, in fact, the majority opinion, as much as they think they are, and as loud or email manic as they are. I am so sorry that you, the board, superintendent, and community listening in real time or watching later have to be subject to this, a group who has clearly made hate their only hobby. That you have been made to listen to their rants. Their obsession with what private parts are sitting in between the legs of our students is nothing less than creepy and should absolutely be raising eyebrows in and around our school district. They clearly don't care at all about the well-being of our students. That is clear every meeting as they state their piece during public comments and leave without paying attention to the rest of any meeting. For shame. Their obsession with genitalia points not to caring for the students in this district, but perhaps toward an underlying guilt for their own pedophilic tendencies.
Leslie, point of order, Leslie.
There is a registry for that. I'm done.
Leslie, there's no room. There's no room for that, Leslie. Please continue. Point of order, everyone, please. That was inappropriate. I called that out. Please silence your voices.
I don't think that was inappropriate, and I stand by my comments, and that was all I had to say. Thank you.
So this is full-blown mass formation psychosis on display by a radical left who thinks that parents who have an obsession with protecting their daughters in locker rooms and bathrooms from biological males, creeps and perverts and pedophiles from viewing them, fondling them, groping them, we're the ones. With creepy obsessions and pedophilic tendencies. This is how sick and twisted and evil these people are. And shame on that guy. She should have cut her mic off completely. She should be a pariah in the community. And I might even suggest tarring and feathering if we could bring that back. Vinny Steele, your Homestead Guaranteed Realty. They're there for you at times of thinking about selling your home. They got all sorts of programs. There's a trade your home in program, just like you would a car. Vinny's got all the details on that if you want to know more about that. There's a sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months. So timing is always an issue for some people trying to sell a home and buy a home. And this one gives you that extra ability to know that your home is sold. And you can take up to 1 year to look for another home to move to. Or the fixer-upper. If you don't feel like going through the hassle of getting all the contractors and fixing up your home, Vinny will do that for you and just we'll subtract the cost of that at settlement. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515 at 410-709-7515. And more on his big contest coming up this Friday as well. All right, it is 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A man has died after a Tuesday afternoon shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Police were called to the 2900 block of Rueckert Avenue at around 1:30 p.m., where they found the 20-year-old victim with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition where he died a short time later. A Halethorpe man is accused of using the internet to sexually exploit and extort minors as part of his involvement in the 764 nihilistic violent extremist group. Eric Madison is charged with cyber stalking, online coercion, and sexual exploitation. According to an unsealed affidavit, Madison used online platforms like Roblox to blackmail minors into performing sexual and violent acts and threaten them if they did not comply. Police are looking for suspects who have stolen vehicles from at least three area auto shops. All of the thefts happened within a matter of hours overnight Sunday. One incident happened shortly after midnight in the 900 block of Dundalk Avenue when several people broke into the shop and stole two vehicles. Another two vehicles were stolen from an auto shop in the 4700 block of Bella Road at around 1 a.m., and three vehicles were taken from a shop in the 2200 block of North Monroe Street at around 3 a.m. Police are trying to determine if the same suspects are responsible. And according to a Facebook post, the longtime gathering place, Skipjack's at 7703 Bella Road in Overly, will be closing on December 7th, as their property lease is not being renewed. The Skipjack's Crab Deck at Middle River on Bowley's Quarters Road will remain open. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
At 7:33 on Casey and Company, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so it looks like the wreck on 95 is out of the camera range. It is southbound, appears to be now after Route 24, and the initial reports were saying road blockage left-hand side of the roadway. So anybody coming down from Bell Camp, you're moving south of Route 22 in Churchville. As you're passing Route 24, there's going to be a delay there. We do see some traffic moving south at Mountain Road, but the accident itself is out of the camera range. The cameras are out at Route 24 on both sides there of I-95. Typical ride on the Beltway, pretty slow. Parkville to Towson through Green Spring. The west side is 795 to Frederick Road. We're looking at almost 25-minute delays right now with the heavy traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Are we seeing the makings of the next great cover corner here in Baltimore? Talking about second-year cornerback Nate Wiggins out of Clemson going to the coach and begging him to let him cover the opponent's best receiver all over the field. Wiggins did it again Sunday on Justin Jefferson in Minnesota, earning praise once again from head coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah, heck yeah. You appreciate it, and it's important, and you expect anybody, you know, corner. I mean, if you want to be a cover corner, you better want to cover them all.
Jefferson, who was among the top three receivers in the NFL today, held to just four catches for 37 yards and out of the end zone against Baltimore. Speaking of cornerbacks, the strange saga of Jaire Alexander continued yesterday. The Eagles cornerback and former Raven deciding to step away from football in order to focus on getting right physically and mentally amid his ongoing recovery from off-season knee surgery. Alexander, 28 years of age, informed the Eagles of his decision yesterday. He did not travel with the team to Green Bay for the Monday night game against the Packers. On the ice last night in Carolina, the Caps taking on the division-leading Hurricanes.
Turn and fire. Rebound. Score! There it is! Number 100 for Jacob Chychrun. The Caps lead by two.
Joe Beninati had the call on monumental. Chychrun's goal leaves him only 801 behind Alex Ovechkin, who nabbed an empty netter late last night. The Caps skate by the Hurricanes. It was a huge road win. 4-1 was the final. Major League Baseball news. Managers of the year, same as it ever was. Talking about Pat Murphy of the Brewers and Stephen Vogt of the Guardians, winning manager of the year now in back-to-back seasons. Murphy, you'll recall, is the manager that keeps food in his uniform pocket, including pancakes and waffles, to munch on during the game. Sad note from the world of basketball. Ex-NBA star Michael Ray Richardson, who was banned for life by the league, has passed away. The former Knicks defensive stalwart was banned from the NBA in 1986 for violating drug policy three times, and after being named the NBA Comeback Player of the Year in 1985. Michael Ray Richardson was 70 years of age. And on that note, in the NBA, Nico Harris fired yesterday by the Dallas Mavericks as GM. The Mavs have gotten off to a 2-7 start despite drafting Cooper Flagg, number one overall. Harris was the guy who traded Luka Doncic last year to the Lakers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Bay Bridge runners are feeling scammed.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Camera Sipping.
So this is a situation. Over the weekend, the Bay Bridge Run was supposed to happen. I think it was maybe over 19,000 runners or something like that.
They canceled it.
And they canceled it due to weather concerns. There was some fog and all that stuff. But the Bay Bridge runners, though, don't agree. In fact, the fog lifted and it was a beautiful day. Temperatures were in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
What they're most concerned about or most unhappy about, no refunds, no rescheduling. Many of them came from out of town, paying prices, $100 right. a night for hotel right. rooms, etc. Now, they will get a discount for next year's race, but no refund. Mm. And this is, this doesn't seem right to me, to be honest with you. You know, wouldn't the organizers of the race have to have some type of insurance
you would think?
Be taken out
yeah.
in case of an inclement weather situation?
Yeah, or high winds were also a concern, I think, as well on that Saturday.
Leaving a bad taste in a lot of runners' mouths.
Yeah, they may not come back, and they may permanently kind of stain the reputation of the race.
I wonder how many Cliff bars were sold, to the runners.
Exactly. They have to sell a lot of Cliff bars to make up for that.
There was
sure.
no refunds on that
right.
either.
All right, Gary, thanks. Good point. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, again, we have been talking about and documenting the lack of overall care and compassion and empathy for missing children in the Biden regime. Here in the Moore regime, we have talked about foster care children that were put in homes with sexual predators, sex offenders, and the case of one 16-year-old, Kanaya Ward, was left alone. She was suicidal. She had she was mentally ill, depressed, rather, and she did commit suicide. And, of course, now the you-know-what is hitting the fan just in time for that. And that's all under the Department of Human Services, and that is headed up by Rafael Lopez, who was before a hearing last week. We played some of the clips of that. Now, to add insult to injury, it appears that Governor Wes Moore is leaving seniors behind in his administration. Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland, Gary Collins has done an excellent piece on the shadow industry in Maryland that will not be shut down. It's called senior trafficking. What happens, these are seniors. Many of them are elderly, poor, black, disabled, some have dementia, etc., and they go to the hospitals. They're treated, but the hospitals need beds, so then they have to go somewhere. And because they're poor, Medicaid, not Medicare, Medicaid has to pay for their health care. And in the state of Maryland, there's something called unlicensed assisted living facilities. So they're not licensed, just like they're putting the foster children in with unlicensed, foster parents or unlicensed homes, etc. We see this as an ongoing pattern. State and local agencies have repeatedly failed to shut down these known. And the reason why they discovered this, they found there was a bunch of 911 calls all going to the same addresses. And the horror stories here are of how they find patients. One man was found in squalor with maggots covering his body. Another 70-year-old man was found with copious amounts of dried feces all over his body. A 60-year-old woman who eventually was able to get her cell phone back was able to get a call 911, get a ride to the to the ER, and she said that she was very ill. Again, they're not getting the care that they need. They're being left. And guess what? The people are making money off of these individuals through Medicaid.
That was my question for you.
The federal studies are out now, and this is just amazing. One of these studies has indicated, 81-page study from Health and Human Services at the federal level during the Obama years, unlicensed care homes appear to be widespread in some areas within some states. Specifically, they name Maryland as one of those states. Federal researchers found that there may have been 78 unlicensed care homes serving for more than 400 individuals in one county. A separate federal report shows 300 to 400 beds in an unlicensed assisted living facility in Anne Arundel County. It was so bad that the director of Medicaid Fraud Unit here in Maryland, works in the AG's office, Anthony Brown's office, proposed a law, which was eventually passed and signed by the governor.
History has shown that some predatory unlicensed assisted living facility operators will never and should never be licensed. Their facilities are deplorable and their services do more harm than good.
So far, there's been one referral in 2 years, one referral of an unlicensed assisted living facility that was shut down. One.
And there are hundreds of these institutions. And so Gary Collins questioned the DHS Secretary Rafael Lopez about his Adult Protective Services Department.
What is your agency doing to address issues of adults, vulnerable adults, living in unlicensed assisted living facilities?
So I'm not familiar with the specific question you're asking. I'll talk about when any case comes to our attention for any kind of abuse of an adult, we act urgently and we make sure that we treat that adult with the respect and dignity they deserve. And so on a case-by-case basis, I couldn't speak to that. But ultimately, if a case comes to our attention, the leader who runs Adult Protective Services, who's under Dr. Studstill, he and his team will make sure they work closely with the local Department of Social Services and try to problem solve.
How many of these unlicensed adult assisted living facilities exist in the state?
I don't have that at the top of my head, but happy to circle back.
This is a huge, huge problem in the state of Maryland, senior trafficking, where people are profiting off of, and look, they need a place to go. They need a place to live out their lives with proper
and
care
dignity.
And supervision and dignity. You're right, Maggie. And they're not getting that in the state of Maryland. Once again, the man whose slogan is leave no one behind.
They're leaving everybody
is leaving
behind
hundreds, if not thousands, of seasoned citizens in these unlicensed assisted facility. And I don't know if he knows about it. But I'm sure he knows about it now after it's hit the airwaves for Fox 45 and here at WCBM. So the governor, the ball is in your court. What will you do to stop this outrageous treatment of seasoned citizens? 7:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. Delays on 95 South. The wreck is just after Route 24 as you're coming south. And again, the initial report said the two left-hand lanes are blocked. Unfortunately, the cameras are out in that area. But anybody south from 5:43 in Belcamp, and as you're coming down to Route 24, you need to be prepared. Pretty good size back up there. Might even impact the ramps coming on from Route 24 onto 95 South. We do see some traffic moving south at Mountain Road, indicating at least some traffic is getting by the accident scene. The backup on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel has moved down just a bit. Right now it's before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is still backed up around the Urban Avenue ramp. Very slow going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And again, we'll have all of our normal delays on the Beltway, the Parkville side, through Pikesville, and anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are available right now at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, gusting up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. So, again, going to feel a little bit of wind chill, but we'll be much warmer, so mid-50s today. Tonight, clear overnight, temps in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, mild, and temperatures in the mid-50s. No wind, which will be a great assistance. Cloudy, 39 in Glen Burnie, 38 in Middle River. By the way, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News. So I forgot to solicit that, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, but you must now call, something you're very familiar with, Mr. Whitaker. And, of course, we got WCBM keychains and pens, and you get the admiration of your peers if you're able to.
I wish I could win.
Yes. Well, you have been. When's the last time you won?
I don't know. I suck.
Yeah. I'll flag that. I just want to get
flag this.
Yeah, it's for a future.
I got a flag for you.
Flag this.
We want to make sure we have that for future use.
I don't want to be embarrassed before Ed Hale comes in. Come on.
Yeah, Ed's going to be here.
Call me and give me the answer.
He'll be here in 20 minutes, you know. Yeah. So that's what we're looking at. And three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have our panel here, Maggie and Chuck, and, of course, Kristen, our executive producer. And we're getting our contestant right now and should be ready to go. And this is... his name is Jeff. We'll get Jeff here in just a second. But again, I think it's been at least maybe 3 weeks since you last won.
Has it been that long?
Yeah,
you might be right.
I know I win. I think you picked.
I got one last week.
Yeah, you got one last week. That's right.
Yeah.
You did get one last week.
One out of about 15.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then you were on a hot streak for a while. I don't know what happened. All right, Jeff's on the cell phone. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story number one, astronomers have picked up a radio signal from a mysterious interstellar visitor speeding through our solar system. Using South Africa's Meerkat radio telescope, the absorption signal constitutes the first radio detection of this mysterious object that seems to have its own propulsion. And now it's got a radio signal signature. The scientists are not sure what it is, and they're still looking for answers.
It must be the old 92 star thing.
Exactly. It's been long gone. Somebody once told me that, you know, when in radio, that the radio frequency, these radio signals, they just go out in the ionosphere, and they're still out there.
They're still floating around?
There was a story years ago, if I real quick, of a guy in England who received a signal on his radio, got reception on his radio, and they traced it back to an American broadcast from a radio station, but it was like 20 years prior.
Wow.
So he got...
Wow.
Yeah, and he recorded it and everything and played it, and they found out there was a station here in the U.S. from 20 years ago, and that radio signal was still out there. Crazy.
Well, if you pick this one up, you hear, that dog don't hunt. It's John Columbus flying it.
Yeah, indeed. Story two, President Trump has withdrawn his idea for a 50-year mortgage. Apparently, banks across the United States announced that if the president would implement such a mortgage, that the applicant's grandchildren would be required to co-sign on a 50-year mortgage in case the parents deceased. And story three, Suffolk County, this was ordered to pay $112 million to hundreds of illegal aliens after a judge ruled they were unlawfully detained by ICE. This is, again, just a recent ruling by a Suffolk County judge in New York. So there you have it. All right, story number one, strange signal detected from a mysterious object in space as it moves closer to Earth. Story two, Trump dumps the 50-year mortgage after the grandkids may be required to co-sign. Or story three, Suffolk County, New York, ordered to pay $112 million to illegal aliens because they were wrongfully detained. All right, we'll start with Chuck. See if we can, you know, break the ice here.
Nice. Two, please.
Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
That's a high number for number three, but I'm afraid that might be true. I think I also agree with number two. I have not heard Trump withdraw that.
All right, Maggie?
I haven't heard a thing about that either. Number two is my entry.
All right, and Jeffrey, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with number one.
Ooh. Jeffrey goes number one. The radio signal from the interstellar object. And Jeffrey, number one, is a true story. Sorry about that, Jeff. Thanks for listening and playing. Try again next time. Story number two. Do we have trumpets or do we have some kind of fanfare? Because story number two is our fake news story of the day. Chuck Whitaker. Chuck Whitaker gets off the schneid, folks. It's been a while. So, Chuck, you should...
That's the best I can do.
Get out of here!
That's kind of appropriate. Thanks, Kristen. Uh-oh. All right, very good. Congratulations, Chuck. You're back on the winning streak again.
One in a row.
All right.
See, I told you, Ed, I do have a brain.
10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
You believe everyone.
Everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., on AM 680 WCBM.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, coming up at the top of the hour for 1 hour in studio. Ed Hale Sr. is going to be with us, a Republican gubernatorial candidate. There's lots to discuss, lots of questions. We'll have a conversation. If you want to email us a question, you can do that at AM680 at WCBM.com or use the text line as well. Got a lot of ground to cover in just an hour, so it'll be joining us shortly. All right, now, traffic weather on the threes with the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Wreck in Harford County, 95 southbound. It's after Route 24 and apparently still blocking a couple of lanes. We've had different conjectures here about what's going on with the information. And the new information says now the right lanes are blocked. Earlier said the left-hand lane was blocked. So, you know, we're just going to say it's blocked southbound with at least two lanes as you're moving down from Route 24 and also coming down from Route 543. And it looks like the backup is still there. It's at least a mile or so southbound. After that, 95 is clear. The lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, but 15 to 20-minute delays wouldn't be out of the ordinary on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, gusting up to 30 to 35 miles an hour. The winds are sticking around for at least another day and then out of here by tomorrow. High today, mid-50s. Low tonight, upper 30s. Right now, it is cloudy. 38 in Bel Air. 38 in downtown Baltimore. Ed Hale coming up at the top of the hour. That Baltimore police officer who was seen in a viral video appeared to be pursuing or chasing a suspect, and they claimed that he was trying to run him over, has now been suspended without pay. That normally is the first step in termination proceedings, so we shall see what happens to that officer. Just thought you should know about that. The state of Maryland has revealed that the teen charged in the Towson Mall screwdriver attempted murder has a juvenile record and was on probation at the time. He's a 15-year-old charged in this violent assault. Investigators said that a juvenile struck another juvenile on top of the head with a screwdriver during an assault inside the mall Saturday night. During his bond hearing this week, the state revealed that the juvenile was on probation and under DJS supervision for burglary just last year. Other crimes he was accused of committing in 2024 included another burglary, auto theft, and a robbery. Months later, the 15-year-old is now facing a half dozen charges, including attempted second-degree murder. And we're being told he's being charged as an adult. So why don't we know his name? Why is his name being kept from the media and others? Again, this is the ongoing problem, and I think former deputy police commissioner in Baltimore City, Jason Johnson, talked about, you know, with this track record, we see an escalation of criminal behavior by juveniles.
It just demonstrates a pattern of failing to obey the law and to allow themselves to be steered back into a productive life, and it also shows that these types of offenses tend to escalate. So all of those 2024 offenses that this young person was actually caught for were property crimes. And now moved on to a very serious violent crime that that certainly could have caused death. And so it shows how these things escalate, that if you don't effectively deal with it when it's at the property crime stage, it will escalate. And I think this case demonstrates that.
Yeah, it's absolutely right, because those of us that have been following this know about the broken windows theories. And that is something, and if you don't go after and prosecute people for breaking the windows, for vandalizing a building, pretty soon that escalates into other criminal behavior. And then now you have this feeling of entitlement. They're emboldened. They can get away with anything and everything. And we've seen that here in the state of Maryland over the last 3 years, ever since the Juvenile Justice Reform Act and the Child Interrogation Protection Act went into place. And now they have this latest commission that is suggesting that they not be charged automatically as adults for violent crimes. And what Johnson is saying, what we need here is some kind of task force. Something has to change in the state of Maryland, because the very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result.
I don't know if maybe there's, could be a task force established by the legislature to allow certain elected officials to see inside the box and maybe promote changes to the law that would increase accountability for young people.
Yeah, and again, sadly, there is no accountability for young people except, where there's running wild. Oftentimes on GPS ankle monitors, doesn't matter. No one's watching them. No one cares. In this particular case, a 15-year-old out on probation for previous burglaries, auto thefts, etc. This time, he escalated to attempted murder, and it's happening almost daily in the state of Maryland. It's got to stop. All right, Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Wanted me to remind you that as we are still in fall and feels like winter, at least it did the last couple of days, you got to make sure that heat pump, your furnace, your heating system is working at peak efficiency and that it's operating as it should. Because when you need that heat, when you turn it on, you want it to work, and you want it to work efficiently so it's not costing you exorbitant bills, which we've seen now in Maryland. We've seen the Democrats drive up the price of energies with their Climate Control Act and the shutting of coal-fired power plants, etc. And we're the ones end up paying for it. So you want to make sure at the end of the day that whatever system you have works and works efficiently, so you're getting the best bang for the buck. And Tim Kyle will come out, inspect, maintain, and fix whatever is wrong with your system. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or online, timkylecompany.com. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. All right, stay tuned. Going to be a fascinating conversation for the next hour. Ed Hale Sr. is here, Republican gubernatorial candidate, and we'll talk about his plans for the state of Maryland. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. America's longest-running government shutdown could be over by this evening.
House lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill for the first time since mid-September, and they'll be voting on the Senate-approved plan to fund and reopen the government. Most Democrats are expected to oppose the bill because it doesn't include an extension of health care subsidies they had demanded. With only a 2-vote margin, Republicans have little room for error and will need all GOP members back for the vote.
Correspondent Greg Clugston, even as the shutdown seems to be nearing its end, it continues taking a heavy toll on aviation, airline passengers, and air traffic controllers alike.
I will never travel again.
Marilyn Roth had it.
If I travel again, it'll be I will drive.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, made worse by the government shutdown. Air traffic controllers went unpaid.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had. They should get a bonus.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy echoing President Trump.
It'll be $10,000 depending on how many we have.
There is no timeline for when the flight cuts might ease. I'm Ben Tom.
The Justice Department is launching an investigation into what Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Amit Dhillon, calls mob violence at UC Berkeley. The campus unrest erupted on Monday outside a Turning Point USA event. Quoting Dhillon, every American has a right to speak at and attend events without fear. Record low temperatures have shocked the Southeast, while snow blankets parts of the Midwest and the Northeast, and winter doesn't officially arrive until next month. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 118 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There had been a minor accident on 895 northbound coming up into the toll plaza area. Quickly cleared. A little bit of a backup left over there northbound, but not a big deal right now for the traffic northbound coming into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Southbound still slow. Urban Avenue for the traffic eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And 95 has moved down a little bit. We're backed up now just north of the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Everybody's moving. All four lanes are open, but it's still taking an extra 10 to 15 minutes right now to get through there. And then the big interchange downtown at 95 Russell Street, 395 right there at Camden Yards. All of that is open. 95 in Harford County still slow with the wreck just south of Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Edgemere, 39 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Annapolis Board of Canvassers say the final round of counting from the municipal election will take place today now that all mail-in and provisional ballots have been received. When the votes are all counted, they'll be certified and the winners officially declared. The board completed the first count of mail-in and drop-box ballots last week, and the unofficial results were added to the in-person totals from Election Day. The Northern Lights were visible in Maryland last night. The colorful display followed NOAA's severe geomagnetic storm alert, noting that at least 21 states could see the aurora borealis. Social media posts from across Maryland show the greens, reds, and purples that occur when the sun's plasma interacts with the Earth's magnetic field. A geomagnetic storm watch is in effect, and the northern lights may again be visible in Maryland tonight. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 544. The pick four, 0928. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. 2 years in a row now, the Ravens defense has struggled early on. And 2 years in a row, they've worked their way out of it. Linebacker Kyle Van Noy in the postgame on Sunday in Minnesota.
Just grateful for the men. You know, we're
we were, the trades that happened, to man up and, you know, keep digging ourselves out of the valley, you know.
Next stop is Cleveland, where the defense hit its nadir last year before climbing out of that valley. Speaking of the valley, the Caps were in one with only one win in their last eight games, coming in last night to play the Hurricanes in Carolina.
Turn and fire, rebound, score! There it is! Number 100 for Jacob Chychrun. The Caps lead by two.
Toby had the call on Monumental, and that was a huge goal for the Caps as they prevailed 4-1 in Carolina. Logan Thompson between the pipes last night with 30 saves and 31 chances. NBA last night, a good one in Philly. The Celtics and Sixers tied at 100. Philly has the ball with 15 seconds to play. Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. The putback by Kelly Oubre stands as the winner. Sixers 102-100 over the Celtics. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles may be in the market this year for some free agency. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back to Casey and Company on this Wednesday morning. We are joined in studio, special guest Ed Hale Sr. He is Republican gubernatorial candidate running against, of course, in 26 for the governor's race. Incumbent Democrat Wes Moore. And, of course, there's some other Republicans out there, some independents, et cetera. But we want to get Ed in studio and have an extended conversation. Good morning, Ed. Welcome back.
It's nice to be here. Yeah. By the way, I used to live right across the Beltway on South Road by Woodhome Country Club for many years.
Is that right? I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Pikesville for, I guess, maybe 8 years, 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
Yeah. Did you play golf?
No, I played tennis right here when it used to be at a tennis place.
Oh, right here. Yeah. Tennis barn. Oh, yeah, exactly. Now it's a pickleball.
Yeah, it is.
You doing pickleball at all?
Nah.
Yeah. Not the same game, is it?
I'm a little beat up and can't do much anymore like that.
We can all identify with that, especially with my college football injuries. So, again, in this race, obviously, you start off running as a Democrat, switch to Republican. How has the reception been now by the Maryland Republican Party? Are they welcoming you with open arms? What about fundraising, et cetera? How's it going?
It's been unbelievable. It's not an issue. It was made an issue by the senator on the Eastern Shore the day that I announced. And since then, it was like a little flurry of activity then. Now it's not an issue at all.
So, again, you are getting some traction there. So good news.
Actually, I've been going around and speaking in Eldersburg, Easton, Towson. I've been going around meeting people, and to say that I've been embraced is an understatement. They can't do much as the central committees because they can't really back any one person until the primary, which is going to be in June.
Right, and there are the Republicans, obviously three other Republicans running as well, but and that's the reason why they can't do that. So what's your priority? I don't know, you were thinking about moving to New Hampshire, and you thought you wanted to stick around because you see the way the state is going. But what is your number one priority, your plan for saving the state of Maryland?
Well, I can tell you that I was going to leave. You know, I was buying an airplane, called up my old pilot to see if he would do it, and then I was going to leave. And then some people had been approached me, and I thought, yeah, maybe I'll do it. But I have 10 grandchildren here, and I have three children, and I just thought, I just can't leave here watching this guy on TV talking and not saying anything is just so abhorrent. I can't tell you. I'm not being dramatic here, Sean, but it was horrible watching this. I thought, we can't do this. This state is going down, is circling the drain because he's running for president.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. And again, we've had that now for the last three governors. Yep. With Governor Moore, Governor Hogan, and Governor O'Malley.
Right.
All had national presidential ambition. What are your ambitions?
I'm going to try to be elected in the primary, and then I want to win. I definitely want to win in the general. It's a competition. I want to use some common sense and pragmatism and authenticity to get out there and tell people what we need to do. And, you know, focus on safety. You know, I'm listening on the way out here this morning from Miller's Island, you know, the safety stuff. And then listening to some of the just the ridiculousness of this transgender stuff is so dumb. The unfairness and weirdness of it. Unfair that, you know, you could have guys competing with women. That's unfair. And then the weirdness of these guys going into locker rooms where my granddaughters are. Are you kidding me? It makes no sense. I don't know what they're thinking about. And listening to that lady in Maine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was
crazy.
That was brutal. So as governor, then, you would make it a priority, then, that here in the state of Maryland, if you could get a bill through the Democrat supermajority, that you would want to see biological males in their own bathrooms, in their own locker rooms, and competing in their own sports?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think it's patently unfair to have guys competing with women that have been trained all their lives to swim, you know, play any sport at all, to compete against them. It's just weightlifting, track and field. It makes no sense.
All right, more with Ed Hale coming up in just a second. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on 95 now in Harford County has moved to the shoulder, so that should help us out a little bit if you're coming down from Bell Cap, moving down towards Route 24. The accident was just south of Route 24. It's a little better now through there. City Fire still mopping up. They had an alarm in a building there, Annapolis Road at Russell Street, so that's very close to the interchange there at Russell Street and I-95. So there may have been at least some local backing through that area. Still slow, most areas of the Beltway through Pikesville, through the Parkville side, down the west side from 795. JFX was a little bit slow crossing the city-county line, and both the tunnels are still about 10 to 15 minutes with those delays on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. Highs about mid-50s tonight, upper 30s, and then it calms down, and it'll be mild again tomorrow. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 42 in Annapolis, and it is 40 in the city. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again for America 250 birthday celebration. Of our national anthem is being brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. 1892, and no, Ed Hale was not there. The first professional football game played in Pittsburgh. The score, 4-0.
You know, I was doing a little commentation.
1936, President Franklin Roosevelt pressed the presidential golden key to officially open the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. It was on this day in 48. War Crimes Tribunal, 1948 in Japan, sentenced the former Japanese Premier Tojo, six other World War II Japanese leaders, to death by hanging. 1954, after processing more than 12 million immigrants, the immigration station at Ellis Island finally closed its doors for the last time. And it was on this day just a year ago, President Trump appointed Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead his new administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to look for waste, fraud, and abuse in several agencies. Musk left after 5 months of slashing federal workforce, ending contracts, selling assets, and cutting grant programs, the savings of which still are being debated. And that's a look at our America 250 birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
We're with Ed Hale Sr. here on Casey and Company. And Ed, Governor Moore has struggled with President Trump. It's become almost a personal feud between the two of them. So you've got that issue. And then you also have the Democrat supermajority here in the Maryland General Assembly. How would you, as a Republican governor in a state that Trump is not popular in, work with the president? And then how would you propose working with Democrats who have a veto-proof majority?
Well, I think that what he's doing is he's left our state behind by poking at Trump the way that he's doing. So we lose the FBI. There's no job creation anywhere in this state. I mean, we're one of the worst states, if not the worst state in the country. So you'd want to make sure that you're going to try. If you're going to redo the government, we're close to D.C. We have a lot of people live around Montgomery, P.G. County. You want to make sure that those people are protected. They're not protected. When he's doing this, this hurts everybody. The FBI leaving. This was really started by Barbara Mikulski, Senator Cardin. They're Democrats. They brought the FBI. We're going to go into Greenbelt to really poke at him or kick a hornet's nest like this. He's into retribution. He could say he's not, but he is. He's going to take his revenge on him. And Moore continues to do this. And I'm at a loss to understand why he's doing it, because he controls the purse strings.
Along those lines, the governor and, of course, the congressional delegation have opposed reopening the government, which is going to happen maybe today, tomorrow at the latest. But it's gone on for 43 days. And federal workers have gone without pay, and some have been laid off, et cetera. Does it surprise you that the Democrats, including both senators and all of the Democrat representatives, have voted to keep the government closed?
I find it. It's unbelievable the way that they're polling down the Congresses, the Senate and the House of Representatives are hated by people. People don't like what's going on there. They don't like them. They don't like the representation they have. They may like their local representative, but as a group, people hate them, and they got to stop doing this. We got to get back to work, and we have to do it now. And it's not right that they're continuing to do this, and everybody looks at this and knows that it's wrong, actually, on both sides of the
Well, as a governor, what could you do to change that?
Well, what I told jokingly, I've been going around seeing all the Republican groups, and I would really try to see if we could get more balanced legislature in Annapolis to get more Republicans. I don't think that's been looked at very carefully by some of the other. I'm not going to say anything about Governor Hogan. I don't know what he did or didn't do, but I think that we should really push on that to make a little bit better representation.
Now, hold that thought. We're going to talk about that, explore that a little bit more in just a second. Joining us now on our hotline is Amanda Young of Wesley Secure Care with a new model, a new approach on long-term care for seasoned citizens and those that are reaching the golden years of life. Amanda, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So again, if you explain to our listeners, what your business model is and how you can how you approach this long-term care issue.
Yeah. So we are a very unique program, and something that people really need to consider, especially with the increased rising cost of long-term care, especially people haven't planned for it. Long-term care insurance was a very popular option back in the early 2000s, but some people may have missed that chance to purchase. So we're kind of offering a second chance or an alternative to that. But also, we're a nonprofit local organization here in Maryland. We are creating an option for people to protect their assets while they're able to age in place.
Yeah, and that's key. And then as they age in place, that includes, that could be living independently and then perhaps assisted living, or as far as living in the home. How does that work?
Yep. So our program, individuals join when they're healthy and independent. They pay a one-time entrance fee and an ongoing monthly fee. We partner with them through a care coordinator to help them stay independent for as long as possible. But if something happens and they need care, we provide that care in their home. But if they need to make a transition to assisted living or skilled nursing, we can do that. But obviously, most of our members will remain in their home. And these days, we can provide skilled nursing 24/7 in someone's home.
Yeah, just people do much better in their own homes in the long run. How do our listeners get more information? Is there a phone number, contact number they can reach you at?
Yeah, they can reach us at 410-324-2400 or visit our website at wesleysecurecare.org.
Amanda, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Wesleysecurecare.org is the website, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's Amanda Young. It's 8:23 traffic and weather on the freeze once again. Here with the update is Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, don't tell him that. Ed, don't listen.
That's your nickname. One of many. You've had many over the years.
But that's my favorite of all of them.
The Lugnuts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is number one.
You shouldn't tell him that, Ed, because now he's really just not going to let up. He's not going to let up. You know damn well. We're going to have to put the Irvington curse on him or something.
That's
like
right.
That. All right. Southbound 5. Those accident vehicles are on the shoulder right after Route 24. Now, northbound at Route 24, there's construction there. And in the meantime, there was a broken down vehicle reported in the construction zone, also northbound. We're still 15 to 20 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. So really nothing out of the ordinary. And the Beltway is still filled in. I mean, really filled in. Parkville side going over from Hartford Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Green Spring, and it's still 795 all the way down through Frederick Road before you make any progress on the west side, outer loop, but much better south of Frederick Road, and then down the hill towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, gusting up to 30 miles an hour today, mid-50s for your high right now, 41 in the city, and it is 39 in Reisterstown. In studio with us, Ed Hale Sr. He's Robert running for governor as a Republican. And let's talk a little bit about that Republican party here in Maryland right now. Who do you perceive as the leader of the Maryland Republican Party? And if you were, you need numbers in Annapolis. And Larry Hogan tried his drive for five, fell short. He needed five senators in order to keep the legislature veto-proof. Failed at that, only got three of the five. And so who's the leader, and how would you run with more Republicans as part of a ticket to try to unify, to get more numbers in Annapolis?
I wouldn't run with a ticket. You know, I don't think it benefits me to do that or them either, you know, because, you know, we're in such a minority, and I'm running it's an uphill battle for me to run. I'm an underdog, and I know it. J.B. Jennings is there as a senator. Beyond that, I can't think of another senator that's, you know, really somebody I'd really want to affiliate with at all. So I think that I would get hats made, make Annapolis great again.
There's your Maryland mag.
There
moment.
You go.
Make Annapolis great again. I do like that. So the big question here is Governor Moore and the Democrat legislature imposed the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, with fees, you know, over 300 fees were raised, permits and fees and regulatory licensing, etc. How would you rescind that? How would you go about, first off, you clearly have to reduce the size of state government. How would you go about that?
Well, there are certain things that I would do. I'm going to do a press conference next week at the Maryland Vehicle Administration, and there are certain things I would do. One of them is eliminate VEIP, the Vehicle Emission you know, you have not only the inconvenience of you taking your car over, wasting your time for a few hours of the day to do it. Don't, when you are working, you do that. And for what? The I have some numbers here. Since 1984, and I think that ought to be eliminated. I don't know what the amount is, but it's got to be tens of millions of dollars that would be saved right there, not to mention the time and inconvenience for people. The CO, the CO1, 95% less now than 1984. Nitrous, anything that's got to do with nitrogen, 90%. Diesel, 98% more pure today than it was back then.
Right.
So enough is enough. You know, I think we get rid of that. There are other different groups inside the transportation department, I think, that could just disappear and nobody would know the difference.
Yeah, and well, I remember when I first went into place, I was completely opposed to it. I just thought it was make work for state agencies. And right. Now it's a $30 test fee versus $14, and it wasn't worth the money it was written back then. Yeah,
here's the other thing. What's going on with the registration fees? You never notice you see more Virginia license plates around?
Yeah.
People are going to the contiguous states and getting registered in these places, and you know, I think that's got to be rescinded immediately.
Indeed. How would you make the state more hospitable for retirees? Right now, Maryland's capital gains tax is nearly 10%, and that's almost double of any other surrounding state.
I went to see Scott Dorsey, who's a friend of mine from Merritt Properties, like 20 years ago, to see Mike Bush. I said, and I know Mike, and Mike is gone, but I would go and see him and just, we got to do something here. People are going to leave. At the time, I was in my 50s. I said, I'm going to leave and go someplace else. That's going to be money that I'm not going to spend here. Taxes that will not be paid. Why are we continuing to do this? I know this, Eddie. We got a problem, and we're going to try to work on it. Well, nobody's worked on it. It's made it even worse. And comparing us to any other place, our friends, your friends, are going to Delaware right now.
Right.
And I was going to go to New Hampshire. I happen to like the environment up there. I like the cold, believe it or not. I like the cold. I can't go to Florida. So I was going to go up there, and I really like it. And I was going to keep my farm down here in Easton and be here in the wintertime and have my soccer team here. But I was going to go in the summertime up there to get out of here to avoid the taxes.
Yeah, and as we hear that from so many of our listeners that used to live here and listen every day, now listen online from other states, it's just crazy. Yeah,
you know, one big thing I'd like to do is just make sure that everybody knows what a great state this is and talk about all the wonderful things we have here. Yeah. You know, it's being lost because of we're in this mishigosh of a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, more with Ed Hale Sr. coming up, including we'll talk a little bit about a public safety issue and education as well. It's 8:29. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sales going on all November, and that means you don't need a coupon code. You can save 45% to 80% on all your favorite natural supplements. And again, it's res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number, 1-800-262-5483. I've been using Rescue Supplements for over 20 years to reduce cholesterol, to regulate blood pressure, to feel healthier. And again, it's the nutraceutical or the all-natural approach. If the last thing you want to do is get on a statin. Let me tell you, they can be have some very nasty side effects. So, again, the Black Friday sale, no coupon code needed all the way through the end of this month. And you can check it out at 1-800-26-ALIVE or res-q.com. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office says deputies arrested two Baltimore men as they tried to commit a burglary on Sunday. The deputies were called to a home on Ridge Road for a report of suspicious people on the property. And as they approached, the suspects ran into a nearby wooded area. Drones and a helicopter helped deputies to locate the men and arrest them. 26-year-old Damian Gentry and 34-year-old Gerald Cooper are facing charges that include third and fourth degree burglary. They have been released from custody pending trial. State police say the reward for information in a deadly road rage shooting is now $30,000. Charles Marks, the fourth of Pasadena, was struck by a bullet that came through an open window on January 30th, 2022, as he drove a van northbound along 95 in Elk Ridge. The shooting happened at around 3:40 p.m. in the area of Route 100. State police say there were no other bullet holes in the van, and there's no description of a suspect. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is holding its fall meeting in Baltimore this week. Archbishop Paul Coakley of Oklahoma City has been elected as conference president, and Bishop Daniel Flores of Brownsville, Texas, is serving as Conference Vice President. They succeed the Archbishop for the Military Services and Baltimore's Archbishop William Lurie of Baltimore, who are concluding their terms as Conference President and Vice President, respectively. The new President and Vice President were elected from a slate of 10 nominees. And a funeral will be held today for Baltimore Deputy Mayor and former Acting Police Commissioner Anthony Barksdale, who died Thursday at the age of 53. The service will take place at New Shiloh Baptist Church on North Monroe Street in Baltimore at 10 a.m. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of new accidents towards downtown. Dr. King at Pennsylvania Avenue, Russell Street at Bush Street, going to be near the casino if you're coming north of 95, and then Fayette Street right at the ramp from the bottom end of the JFX. All of those will be adding to some heavy traffic now through downtown. We're looking at 95 Russell Street, 395. Lanes are open there at Camden Yard. Still some leftover slowing. Heavy traffic south continuing going into both the harbor tunnels. And pretty much all the normal delays are still out there this morning right around the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and 795 Liberty Road moving south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brisk start to the day, mostly sunny and still kind of windy with winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour and highs headed back for the mid-50s. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, it's going to be another chilly one as lows fall into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A special bond developing between Ravens, talking about veteran cornerback Marlon Humphrey and rookie safety Malachi Starks. Celebrating their respective interceptions together on Sunday, Starks looks at Humphrey as a mentor. Marlon, happy to pay it forward.
You know, when I was a rookie, you know, B. Carr and Eric Weddle and Tony Jefferson, those are guys I really looked up to, not only as players, but just as men.
So. Humphrey could be out a couple of weeks because of a hand issue. We'll find out more today as the team gathers to prepare for Cleveland this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. Now, after a promising start to the season, Maryland football has fallen on hard times. Five straight losses now coming after four straight season-opening wins. Head coach Mike Loxley at the mic trying to put his best face on it in College Park.
Despite a few challenging weeks here the last four or five weeks, our team keeps showing up and giving the type of effort that we need to have. They're coming in and they're putting in the work. There's nothing changed in that building and the attitude, the way they've approached it. And I really, really can tell you that this team is trending in the right direction.
Terps will be in Champaign, Illinois this weekend for a battle with the Fighting Illini. Could the Orioles be players in free agency this year? Rumblings in Major League Baseball circles that a power bat and an ace pitcher could be on the horizon for the team. We'll see. Team owner David Rubenstein says money not necessarily an issue.
We don't have particular constraints. We're going to try to get the best players we can. Mike is leading that effort and is already talked about a number of possibilities with us.
Names that have been talked about are Cubs slugger Kyle Tucker and Yankee outfielder Cody Bellinger. Local college basketball yesterday, Maryland over Alcorn State in College Park, 84-64 was the final. Forward Pharrell Payne with 21. UMBC gets a buzzer beater with 1 second to play from DJ Armstrong Jr., 81-79 over Morgan State. Towson over D2 Wilson, 101-62 was the final. Happy birthdays today to sportscaster Al Michaels, who turns 81 today. Former Cubs long ball artist and steroid injector Sammy Sosa turns 57. The legendary and infamous figure skater Tanya Harding, conspired with Jeff Galluli in the Nancy Kerrigan affair, turns 54. And can you believe this? Nadia Comaneci, the perfect 10, at the age of 14, turns 64 years old today. Wow. On this date in sports history, we'll take you back 92 years, November 12, 1933. Why? It was the first NFL football game played on a Sunday in Philadelphia at the Baker Bowl. Sporting events on Sunday had been illegal. They tied the Bears. 3-3 was the final. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
In studio, Ed Hale, Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate for 2026. Got some listener questions for you here, Ed. Can you ask Ed what his position is on restoring retired state employees' prescription benefits that they paid for to subsidize their prescription costs?
I'd have to look into that. I'm not sure how that works or what happened to that. You know, so if there, that happened, I certainly look into it.
Okay. I'll leave this email for you so you can check that out.
Thank you.
Does Mr. Hale intend to inspire voter turnout and aid down ballot candidates?
I'd like to do that for, I'd like to have everybody vote. Like if Larry Hogan is going to run and Bob Ehrlich or whomever is going to run, let them run. You know, that's, this is the democratic process, and to getting people out to vote is very, very, very important to me. And I would push it all. And I would really like to push to see more Republicans to balance out the legislature in Annapolis. I'd like to do that. I think just in fairness, I think that's what we should do.
Speaking of which, in fairness, we have Governor Murtaugh calling for fair maps now with this redistricting thing. And I don't know anything in any world where 7-1 or 8-zip would be fair. So what are your thoughts on redistricting? When should it be done and how should it be done?
Well, I think for him to do that, you know, there's more to lose than there is to gain as far as I'm concerned. You know, he could open up Pandora's box and have a situation where if you're going to have a new session, you could veto, you know, people can override vetoes and things like this. But the big thing is, what are you trying to eliminate Andy Harris? What is that? I don't get that. Just to do this, you know, you run the risk of maybe getting a couple more Republicans to come in there. I think it's a big problem, and I don't think it's very well thought out. But that's what the National Democrat Party wants to do.
Should redistricting be based on what, population? And then now it's basically, Democrats are arguing it's based on race and identity politics.
No, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I've seen it over my lifetime, watch how it's going. You know, and I just think, you know, I live in Miller's Island. That's eastern, as much eastern Baltimore County as you can get. You know who my, and Johnny O is my neighbor. He lives about six or seven houses down from me. You know who my congressman is? Kwesi Mfume. You tell me how is that logical? It doesn't make any sense.
It's illogical. Lister says, ask Ed about the Sierra Club, who was instrumental in closing down the coal plants. What did they pay more for that? Now they've lost 60% of their members and gone woke and, yes, broke, and now we Marylanders suffer.
That's a great question, because I've been saying since day one we should reopen all the power plants, all the fossil fuel power plants that have been closed down, the ones that haven't been demolished, like the one on Bowley's Quarters. We should open them all up, start more. I think that we should reopen them all because we're paying so much more in electricity. I call it repowering Maryland. Stop the electric shock, because we have all of these bills that are coming to your home, Sean, mine, everybody. You know, they're getting hit with this, and it's because we closed down 40% of our ability to create power. So you have that. I believe very strongly that electric cars and the climate change is ridiculous. It's foolish.
Right. And you said, I think, in the past interviews, you've talked about maybe more nuclear as far as at Calvert Cliffs.
I want to be real clear. Now, I didn't take a physics class in high school even, but I've learned more about how to go about financing a nuclear power plant or nuclear, the smaller nuclear power plants than, you know, most people. And I've learned about this, and I think it's a plausible and a real good and a safe alternative to and clean alternative to what we have. But I still think in the short term, we should reopen all these plants and stop this madness of all this we're buying power from other places. It's not right.
Yeah. There has been a lot of controversy regarding ICE and how it applies to the state of Maryland and specifically to county jurisdictions. It's got it going on right now with Baltimore County with an MOU. But, again, as governor, would you enable state agencies, state police, Maryland Transportation Police, would you enable them to cooperate with ICE agents to remove illegal immigrants that are in the country here? In the state of Maryland.
In the state of Maryland, I would do what the law tells us to do, and that's what we would do. And this sanctuary city and state stuff, it's an anathema to me. I don't get what it hopes to achieve. So, you know, I think we should be as safe as possible and do what we have to do to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. But speaking of public safety, some of the crime has come down in Baltimore City and in the state of Maryland.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah. And some of it may be because we do have a number of illegals that have been removed. We have a better city state's attorney now with Ivan Bates and former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. They may just be manipulating figures. I mean, that's another issue. But what should be done about the juvenile crime problem, which is now an epidemic?
Well, I've been saying since I've been running, I've been a politician now since March. So yeah. Prior to that, I was sort of unconcerned about a lot of these things. But I'm finding out that, you know, most of the repeat offenders are 14 years old, 15 years old. They're stealing your car. You're doing $20,000 worth of damage on your car. You got to go rent a car someplace else while your car is being repaired. There's a huge amount of money that's happens that costs you. I believe that they should be incarcerated. They should stay in. The police need to work with them. We need to work with the police and Ivan Bates and other people to make sure that they stay in some sort of incarceration and not let them out on the street.
Should we remove protections of
absolutely.
Name and shame?
That's it. You know, and let everybody know who they are, what they're done. And I've been saying, too, and I think there's a law in the books. I was told by a lawyer that there's a law in the books that you could get a judgment against the parents of these children that are doing this. You do that, and maybe that is going to reinvigorate parenting again. Because, you know, if your parents are going to get a judgment against them and they can't, you know, buy a car, get a house, or have your wages garnished, maybe that's going to get people to be a little bit better parents.
It's 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update here with Lugnuts, the one and only Lugnuts Johnson.
Gonna stay with that. Okay. Southbound. I-97 is still slow going into Annapolis. You're familiar with that, Ed. I know you know where that is. There's a place down there you might be for a while. Southbound I-97 is slow right there, Route 32, so be on the lookout for that. Gonna break loose after the bridge at 178. No late problems between the Bay Bridge and I-97. The Beltway locally just cannot shake it this morning. Still very slow. Parkville side before Hartford Road, the inner loop at Greenspring, and I just looked at the west side, the entire length from 795 to Frederick Road. It is just solid going all the way down through that area, not getting better till after Frederick Road. That alone is taking 20 to 25 minutes to get through there. JFX is much better. We're under a 10-minute delay now and improving southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, gusty winds, 30 to 35 miles per hour today, mid-50s for the high. And right now we're looking at 41 in Columbia, and it is 41 in the Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
An official, by the way, this is being brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. An official in Illinois just helped the family of a World War II veteran named James Bennett get back his Purple Heart. James died in 1990 at the age of 76. He'd apparently left the award in a safe deposit box, which was marked as abandoned. Here's the state treasurer, Michael Frerichs, talking about the returning the medal, and Bennett's niece talking about her receiving her uncle's Purple Heart.
In office, I went down into our vault, and I saw in a display case a Purple Heart. It turns out a lot of people store their military medals in a bank safe deposit box to keep them from being stolen or burnt up in a house fire.
I think I'm just going to display it at home, and I also want to take a picture and send it to all the relatives that are left alive and share it with them, too. And I hope that this also encourages other people to look into getting their Purple Hearts from their family members.
And, of course, brought to you by our good friends. What a great story at Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag. More than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit Town Appliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
We're with Ed Hale Sr. He's running for governor, and of course, to the top of the hour, I understand you're going to stay over with Kim a little bit for the first segment, so we'll get more from Ed there. But I want to talk a little bit about education. We spend more money on education in the state of Maryland than just about, we're like number three or four. From all the states in the country. Now we have the blueprint for the future. And we watched now as the test scores and failing schools and proficiency numbers, especially for the city, Prince George's County, there are some counties where there are success stories, but for Baltimore City, Prince George's County, it's just throwing money out the window. Would you be in favor of a forensic audit to track where all these education dollars are going to?
I think that if that would be unbelievable what we would unearth. I've been told every time I talk about education, the teachers' unions are for Westmore. They're not going to talk to you and not have anything to do with you. But the rank and file teachers and administrators at the schools all want to talk to me, and I am talking to them, and they don't really like what's going on. They don't like the fact that there's no discipline, there's no learning. There's no engagement by the administrations of the various schools to work with the teachers. And they think they have uncertified teachers in the schools, and therefore you have all these bad grades. You have the truancy. Those things are going on right now. I don't think you have to dig too deep to find out what's going on here. But $22,000 per student, and everybody's failing. Chris Pabst at Fox 45 at WBFF. I mean, he's on top of this like you can't believe.
Yeah, his Project Baltimore does a great job, and we've learned so many things about the Baltimore City school system. But it just seems to me, unless there's somebody, you know, here's the deal. I mean, teachers unions, you know, their dues go towards the Democrat Party for a large part, not the rank and file, as you point out, but the leaders and the administrators of the union.
It's mind-blowing.
And then they, in turn, in Annapolis, send that money right back into the school system where it's top-heavy. The administrators kind of siphon it off the top. It's not even getting down to the classroom, Ed.
No, it's perpetuating a bad situation. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And just seeing some of the incompetency in the education system here is crazy.
It might be a good idea to have a forensic audit of all state dollars, tax dollars that are being sent out. I know Kristen had a question for you. Hey, Kristen.
I do. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for coming in this morning. And happy Veterans Day, by the way, because I know you're an Air Force vet, so thank you for your service.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
She said happy Veterans Day. She knows you're Force veteran.
I went to the Wells McComas. They opened a brand new, beautiful park yesterday in Edgemere. Wells and McComas were the two guys that shot the general off the horse when they were coming in to burn our city.
Yeah.
And I was telling people yesterday that they picked the wrong town to walk through to burn our city.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So it was great, and I was really happy and pleased to be there. Did all those guys, Dennis Angst did a great job with that place, and it's fantastic.
Well, let me piggyback off what you guys were just saying. I mean, it seems like all of the state departments need audits. I mean, we've had a few with State Highway and social services that have come out. Is there a way to do like a Doge Maryland style?
I
know you're great at going in and slashing and getting out corruption. And
well, I believe that we have a state constitution which says we have to balance the budget. We have to wade in there immediately with people from that know the budgets and know how the system works to figure out why we are losing so much money. You go from a $5 billion surplus to a $3 billion deficit, and I hear it's going to really be bad this year. So, and he's blaming that on Donald Trump and Larry Hogan. It's not Larry Hogan and Donald Trump.
Larry Hogan, as much as I disagree with him over COVID and everything, he left with a $5 billion surplus, turned into a $3 billion deficit, and then he had to tax us out the wazoo to create the new surplus.
Right. And, you know, and it goes together with taxing us out of driving gas cars. It's ridiculous. There's 150,000 electric cars sitting on lots right now that people don't want to buy. How about that?
Yeah. And, of course, those subsidies ended, the tax credit. So, all right, more with Ed Hale Sr. in just a second. We're going to find out what's taking so long to rebuild the Key Bridge. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to the robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Looks like the government shutdown is over and the Democrats have nothing to show for it. So much for the momentum from the election day last Tuesday. Usually revolutions don't end in less than a week.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is Lugnuts Johnson.
The late backing on the Beltway is still there. It's still just about 795. It's moved down just a bit, but it is moving somewhat better, but you're still jammed up from 795. You'll get a lot better after Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, and then that gets better after you clear the ramp at the JFX and then head over towards 83. And then the Parkville side, the last look, and even now we can see that the speeds are up just a bit on the outer loop. No late problems at the Harbor Tunnels, but still busy for the traffic southbound through there. Some slowing, but starting to loosen up. I-97 at Route 32 towards Annapolis. Queenstown heads up for a wreck near the Outlet Center on 50 eastbound that is blocking at least one lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, windy today, mid-50s. Right now we're at 41 in the city, and we are 43 in Annapolis. Just about 5 minutes left here with Ed. He's going to hang over with Kim here in her first segment, so don't go anywhere, Ed. Just getting comfortable. Anyway, Dale wants to know via text, what would Mr. Hale do with the state's lately unconstitutional gun rights restrictions, which are in defiance of the latest two Supreme Court rulings confirming our right to keep and bear arms?
Great question. First off, I'm a hunter, fisherman, outdoorsman. That's just, I love it. I have lots of guns. I hunt. I have a lot of people on my farm. I just think that we have the right to do it. We have the right to protect ourselves. We should have guns. That, you know, I am for that 100%. And, you know, I know the create, there's been a lot of people say, you know, every time there's some sort of a shooting someplace, it's the gun's fault. It's not the gun's fault. It's the person that's doing it. So I just think that we should protect ourselves very much with that.
Yeah, the trigger pullers are the ones we should be going after.
Yes, sir.
All right, so again, we're watching now to the Port of Baltimore, to traffic and across, you know, all of across the Baltimore metro area has been impacted by the collapse of the Key Bridge. What is taking so long? I know they just drove the test pilings in, but what is taking so long to get this project underway?
That's another great question. I called you when the bridge went down.
Right.
It was like 3 or 4 days later, and I'm driving across the Bay Bridge, and I'm watching the inactivity, the lack of urgency by the governor and his staff. And, you know, it creates a problem where you can't go through the tunnel with a hazmat cargo. So that's now on the Beltway. And I came to a dead stop on the Beltway at 6:45 to come out here and visit you this morning. And there's lots of trucks going by there. That's a big issue. But it's, I think the inactivity right now from the governor and the lack of pushing it, the lack of urgency has hurt the people in Turner Station, where I live, Glen Burnie, Pasadena. Everybody's been affected by this, and it's maddening that you see nothing happening there, and nothing is happening. I said right away when I called you guys, we should get controlled demolition out of Hunt Valley to come in there, clean it out. You know, first off, remove the poor people that died there, and then do that, and then you know, start immediately. Use the engineers and architects and builders, structural engineers that we have right here that are really good. They're in Maryland. Use Marylanders to do the Maryland business. And people just didn't do that because you could push them right here. You're right here. Push it. And nobody's doing that. As soon as I got off talking to you guys, some guy gets on, had to be a state employee. He said, well, there's a process we have to go through. Well, here we are, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this morning. And actually, you know, some of my staff is listening. I'm going to get a clock. Like we have the blast is going to start playing December 6th.
Right.
And it's a countdown. I want to show how much time it's taken from the bridge going down to where it is now. I just have a running clock be on my webpage.
Yeah.
You know, this bridge is not being done, and it gets down to one person.
What do you think is holding it up?
I just think that, you know, I built so many buildings. I built my tower in Canton, for example. I was told it was going to take 3 years. It took a year and a half because I was there. I was pushing it. I had tenants moving in like Care First, Northrop Grumman, Hopkins, and others going. I needed to get it done, so I pushed it. That's just the way I am. And I would make sure that I would bring people in that are competent enough, you know, in the cabinet secretary's positions to really push the building and making sure the people are at least are getting somebody to advocate for them, because nobody is doing that right now. Nobody. They could say they are, and it's moving ahead, and they're doing this and doing that. There's another one. Joe Biden said, I go across that bridge on the train. You know, it's like, yeah, here's a guy that's going to be telling us what to do. And I guarantee you it's going to be paid for. I thought we should have sued everybody that was involved in that immediately to start the process, the legal process. That day I would have started it.
Right. Got about a minute left. What, if anything, should be done to protect the Bay Bridge?
Oh, let me tell you. There was a ship that lost its power, Med Shipping. A friend of mine was the pilot on there, and it lost its power and drifted into Sandy Point. What if that had hit that bridge? Just think about that. You have to put bollards and piers around there to protect it, around the world. Not only that, the Bay Bridge, but every bridge around everywhere has got to be protected.
No, they do it in New Jersey. I've seen some of the bridges in New Jersey that are protected. Why can't we do it here in the state of Maryland?
We should do that. Or, until that happens, get tugboats to get alongside, take them out, and bring them in until they get through that bridge, any bridge.
Right.
Because the disaster is what we have here right now, because that uncoupled from that ship and then hit that bridge, and just look at this, and nothing's happening.
All right. The final message, about 30 seconds, to Marylanders out there that are considering voting in the 26th?
Well, if you vote for me, you know, help is on the way. You know, that's what I say. You know, help is on the way. Right now, we are foundering. We are a ship without a rudder, because this guy is really running for president. And, you know, he looks good, sounds good, but there's an empty shell there. Nothing is coming out of this. If you ask people, Sean, hey, what has he done for you? People scratch their head.
Okay, very good. Ed Hale Sr., thanks for coming in. Thanks for spending the time. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.